All right, it is... What time is it?
5 till 9.
8:55 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout Roundtable. Yeah.
All right, now...
Power hour is on.
Did you guys resolve your issues?
Not really.
No, we did.
Gordon threw a dead deer on Corby.
That was gross. That is the sorriest thing ever done at a campout.
We've only had
three nights of campout, though. This is the third one.
Is this it?
So it's not hard to have the sorriest thing ever. But that might be hard to beat.
All right, we'll get into that later. Right now it's the Mike Reiner Power Hour, which has already started. Mike has to do...
Hello, Corby.
No, we're not doing that character. Don't acknowledge it. Just keep talking about rhymes. Keep talking about
anyway. Mike has to do 60 shots of beer in 1 hour, one per minute.
He's on his fifth.
Did you ever try this in college?
I don't think I ever did. Did you?
Yeah.
Did it work?
He's going to die.
Another one, Rhines.
I found that...
This is number six.
And this is in my drinking heyday. So I'm not sure he can do it, but I found that a nice little regurgitation of a big giant ball of foam might happen around 45 or 50 in. To the hour.
Oh, no.
That was me, though. Mike's belly is different than a...
Don't acknowledge him. Just keep having a conversation.
...than a 20-year-old Dan. I think he's... Oh, don't acknowledge...
No.
I think he's already done four, so he's good through 904, right?
No! That's the stinking beer!
Six good through 906? Are you trying to get a half?
That is much worse than the half beer ever did.
That's not me. That's the deer.
That's the deer.
There's no way to have a mic. I know what the deer smells like, and that's not the deer. That is your butt.
Oh, okay. He, being a professional broadcaster, refuses to do this on the air.
I don't understand that.
Tune in at 10 o'clock.
Who?
Mike. Mike won't grab a headset.
Time for another one, Ryan.
Well, it's tough for him to drink at the same time while he's doing this. Afterwards, he'll get on.
See, the thing is, he's not even through one beer yet. And this is like shot number...
It starts building. Just calm down.
Okay. This is number seven.
You never tried this, George?
No.
This is always a fun game.
We need a beer...
I got three over there.
Oh, because it sounds easy. A shot a minute.
It does sound
easy.
It's
a tiny little bit.
Now we need to get to about three.
Ignore him. Keep talking.
It's really hard.
Well, you're
to
the one not
that.
Ignoring him. You're acknowledging him by saying ignore him. Well, no, I don't mean to turn this on you.
I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to him.
I don't want
to
fight with you.
George
is mad about what?
Yeah, oh, BYU.
I am mad about my bracket.
And BYU really
to win
kind of twisting
pool,
that knife.
You have to have a surprise Final Four team, and my surprise team is BYU, and they lost tonight.
Why would you trust BYU?
After they had that dude.
Okay, they win tonight.
They
basically lost.
They lost, though.
In overtime.
They suck.
They don't suck.
They need more brothers on that wall.
Do they have any black players?
One.
Or are they the last remaining team to never have a black player?
They don't have a tattoo on that team.
He had a bit of a problem with the honor code.
Right. The one brother on
that
the team
was the one black guy?
Decided to dip it in something, and then he got kicked off the team.
Now, how did they find that out?
They
did you guys get into
it.
That?
They smell it every day.
They could smell the white woman on him.
And that's the problem.
Well, he admitted it, but they asked. Jokes.
You know what, Dan?
Did they just randomly ask different guys throughout the year?
Yeah, it's time. Go ahead.
At BYU, he ran it in a white girl, and they got mad.
He ran it in a white girl?
Yep. That's exactly what the problem was.
I don't think I understand.
I know she was white.
You're talking right now.
There's no sisters at BYU. None.
You know that for a fact?
I know that for a fact.
They all agree.
I win.
That's a made up
stat. It's in the community newsletter.
I guarantee you there are at least, I bet there are 100 or more black girls at BYU.
No way.
What's the
Why
total
do you say
enrollment?
That, Donovan? Like they can't get in?
No, they can't.
Whoa, Gordon.
Jeez.
The only brothers there are on athletic scholarships.
We should describe the
scene
for the
P1s
who are listening right now.
Okay.
It is pitch black out here, other than the lantern that we have going and the fire pit that we are all gathered around in a circle.
The lantern's kind of overkill, right?
It is.
Want to turn it off?
It's extra creepy if it's just the campfire. And how does the temperature feel out here? Pretty decent, doesn't it?
1,000% better than
windier,
yesterday,
though.
Right?
Yeah.
It's windier.
Not much, though.
It is windy. And no matter where I sit around this campfire, I am downwind.
No,
from not only the fire, but Corby's ass.
Sorry about that one.
Shouldn't the fire kill
that? What makes you think that everyone wants to smell your old food?
Shouldn't the fire kill that smell?
No, you don't. That's the comedy in it.
I'm going to go get the deer.
You better not. You better take that thing back where you found it.
Would it creep you guys out?
Yeah, where did you find that?
Put my hand up through the rib cage of the deer and animated its head and did a whole stand-up routine?
Don't laugh at that.
Just worked it like a puppet.
On YouTube?
With old skin hanging over you and stuff?
Yeah.
On Ustream? Can we
Ustream? If we YouTube that, I guarantee it would get over 10,000 hits.
Well, let's look at you.
That's pretty cocky.
When I went to TCU, my friends told me I'd get over 10,000 hits if I did that.
I could shove my hand up a deer's neck and get 10,000 YouTube hits.
Okay, Ryan.
That's what you just said.
Now, how many in are we?
This is number 8.
So he's good through 908, right?
No, he started at like
8:58. You're starting your random hour.
I'm sorry, 8:48.
Your hour started wherever. Okay.
Yeah.
And Mike's having to do this because he slept in the cabin last night, which I don't know that this is too much of a punishment because he gets to get drunk and sleep indoors.
So, well, he did yesterday. He doesn't do it tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight he's outside.
Yeah, he's in the wild.
I don't know. Check in with him at 10.
Yeah.
Pass another one of those burrows over here.
Maybe with the deer.
There is no doubt that that's what we need to do, is we need to cut up that deer and put it in each one of the beds inside the cabin.
Pass it, Dan.
One more shot? Okay. He's going with light beer. You think that's a wise choice? Does that make any difference?
It's a good choice. It's a good choice.
Now, programming-wise, what do we have to do tonight? Do we have to air the... Are we doing a Mavs post-game show?
We do have to do the Mavs post-game show, yeah.
What about Cordy's idea?
You're allowed to support.
What's the game looking like right now, Jake?
Super gay.
Well, no, I mean like the score.
Tickers are done. Me paying attention is done.
Whoa, okay.
So arrogant.
Norm has the microphone now.
I think. Hello.
You can just feel the score, right?
It was
up in the sky and telling time.
Dallas 49-47 with a couple of seconds to go in the half.
That's it?
Against Minnesota with no Big Love.
Wow.
We suck.
Well, I guess their championship hopes are over.
Norm, have you ever made love to a black woman?
Gordon.
Gordon, come on.
We've been through this before. Hello.
What was your answer? What was your answer?
We've done this a dozen times.
Hell no? Wasn't your answer hell no?
New list is all the time.
Yeah, that was
Gordon.
The mix audience.
Yeah.
You just said hell no or ugh.
Norm, answer the question.
I said no.
You said no?
Yeah.
Why not?
He's here we go.
Yeah, well, are you afraid something's gonna rub off or something? What's
no,
up?
No.
Oh yes.
Don't start a race war, Gordon.
Hey, no, Donnie has some legitimate concerns now because he just found out that Norm said he wouldn't touch a black one with a 10-foot pole.
Speaking of race wars,
Donovan's never been with a white woman.
Who would like to know how many black students are at BYU?
All right, so Donovan says not even 100.
Give me the total population.
Right. Not slept
I say only on athletic scholarship.
Total population.
Only on athletic scholarship.
That's bullshit. Even at Liberty, they had some that weren't on athletic scholarship.
But this is BYU.
What do you mean
that's
by
different.
That?
What's that's some? Different. That's
most
different.
Were either on scholarship or actually from Africa.
So?
I would say.
Now, that's
count?
Offensive.
No, it's true.
How do you know
to say that
Africa?
Black people are from actually from Africa, that is offensive.
The African students actually were from Africa, thus the name Africa.
They imported
students.
Them from Africa, like a breeding pair?
That's what you're saying. I'm
no,
saying
that's what
someone
you're implying.
From Kenya
okay,
wants to
how
learn.
How many are at BYU?
I
Kenya,
say...
Can you really learn at Liberty?
I say...
It's all relative, isn't it?
Over 500.
They're all
there's 13,000 students, by the way. Just
ooh, that's a lot smaller than I thought.
I think Corby's right. There's at least 100.
And they're all hot, white, and blonde.
14% of students there are minorities.
That's not black, just black.
7% are, what's the Tongan?
Because you do have Africans.
Are
1,484 Asian / Pacific Islanders.
Thank you.
Yep.
1,590 other.
Okay.
That's me.
1,091 Hispanic.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. 121 American Indian.
Oh, please.
It's going to be under 100?
Wait, what did Donovan say?
I
that there weren't that many?
He said none.
I said only on athletic scholarship.
I heard zero.
And the final tally of those who list black as their ethnicity on their application.
Why would anyone admit to that?
176.
Woo! Donnie!
Donnie is wrong.
Who knows black people?
Okay, Rhines. Not
me.
The last.
All right, the blackest guy at the camp out.
So far, me.
Corby.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were scared of that dead animal, so yeah, sure.
You were. Donovan, would you have freaked out that badly over the
yes?
Deer?
I didn't freak
yes.
out over the deadness of it. I freaked out over the disease of it. Not the carcass.
Because you listened to George right afterwards
I'm
saying,
sorry.
Oh, man, he's got deer ticks and all kinds. They got deer AIDS. They got all kinds of deer
help
things.
Me out with what okay, ethnicity it, does like dead deer
gross.
Being thrown out.
Well, if it's not gross, then carry
I carried
one around
that
with
thing
you.
The whole way back.
Well,
on
sleep
a,
with it.
Let's with the one who put it on
put
someone.
Put it in your sleeping bag.
I was on a gator with that thing in my lap.
Yeah, spoon with it.
Basically giving me a lap dance the whole time. I'm riding over them rocks.
You still dead?
Oh, yeah. I can bring you back to life.
Did it have deer SARS?
That's offensive.
Dear SARS.
Jeez, Norm.
SARS.
Norm.
But you're above this.
Yeah. All right, Norm.
Norm for three in the corner. Good.
Okay, Ryan. Ryan thought that was funny. He's taking another shot.
Oh. The Mike Ryan. What is this called?
The Power Hour.
Power Hour. The yeah. Power it hour. Sounds like some sort of...
Let's take calls from girls.
Like, I thought that's what it meant when Mike wanted to do a Power Hour.
George wants to hear
maybe
from
maybe some P1 70s
shit.
Hits.
I do not want to hear you talk to women. It's a beating.
Whoa.
I hate it when you get in these moods.
I hate it when you get in these moods. You throw dead animals on
this
people.
This is the mood I'm talking about. When you do that thing where, no, I'm anti-Gordo tonight. Well, no, he's my partner. I know we get along and all that kind of stuff. But no, now, this is where I
well,
take
Well, then
a
don't
stand.
Throw dead animals on people yeah. And, uh-huh. And all that.
What a ridiculous right. Restriction
oh, okay,
you're
yeah, Gordo's the
now.
One under
yeah.
Attack right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was us
smart
that threw
ass,
a dead
man.
Animal
okay,
on
yeah,
Gordo.
Yeah, okay. Pissed off, Georgia. Yeah. Got it. I got it. We marked it down.
No, we get it. Jackass Gordo. We get
yeah,
that, too.
Yeah, we got that, too. Okay. Now we got it all marked down, so let's go back down. To the way we regularly are.
This is continuing
this
coverage
is
of the okay. User's camp out.
Right, I agree. It's a beating.
Day yes. Number two.
We're keeping this tape.
Should we just roll through the weekend?
I think so.
This is so awesome.
I think that'd be smart.
Let's do it.
Or might it be too warm tonight?
Can we tell Victory Park we're not coming?
Another shot.
And we're we'll just
yeah, I think we've already told them that.
Oh, that's a little too close to home.
Did Craig go to bed?
Yes, he did. He said he wanted to knock out Coast to Coast early where he could hit the hay.
I don't think Craig would have already gone to bed, do you?
Well, I just saw him in there. He's in there.
He's in there. He's standing in there.
Yeah.
I'm getting sleepy.
Ooh. Head feeling light.
Who did you have in the BYU game, Norm?
Florida.
Oh, sorry, George.
What did the poll have?
Poll had Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You but should listen poll to your
had Diego, poll had San Diego State, too, tonight. So.
Does the poll have ever have different things than you?
Not recently, Gordo.
I mean, does that ever happen? Like, no. You disagree with the poll?
He makes the poll.
What's...
What do you want, this?
Like when he does it one night and he wakes up the next
you're
morning
gonna
and he's mad
this.
At it.
You guys aren't talking to each other.
We're just going to make s'mores?
Damn you, pole.
On the end of a stick. The stick that I used to carry the deer over.
You want to.
See, now you just planted that in his head.
That's okay. The fire will burn that stuff out.
Right. Actually, Rich, yeah, would be the guy most likely to eat
how's Ryan's
off
doing?
Of the stick you carried. The deer.
Oh, yeah, it's time, Ryan. It's 9:07.
You know, you're not doing a very good job
come
of clocking
George.
This.
Yeah, I'm
you
okay.
Got to do double.
I'm okay.
Do you need backup help?
He hit 9:06.
How many's he done? What time did he start?
I lost track. He started at 8:49. So how many is that?
So he's done...
18?
17?
He's supposed to have done 18. I don't think he's done that many. I think he's only like 11 or 12.
Make him say what is a jelly bean.
Did he say he's on 18?
Yeah. Okay, I don't know about that.
Are you on 18?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right.
Seems like it'd be easier just to figure out how many shots are in a beer can? How many is it?
Well, it's not as impressive because you're doing one a minute and it makes it seem like so much more.
But why not just do, you know, wait every 10 minutes?
Right.
Just do 10 times the amount.
Exactly. No. It's more fun if you do one a minute.
So okay. Are you guys...
And speaking of which, it is 9:08.
Who are awesome at playing guitar, going to play guitar tonight?
No,
the
don't
guitar
really
has
out here.
Kind of been banned from the camp out.
Is it time?
Yeah, it's time.
Has it?
Yeah.
What right. Happened?
For an early portion of the evening.
When did this happen?
By who?
Some of the people above us thought that it was wise that we put the guitars down for just a little bit.
Who's above
really?
You?
You mean...
Rhines?
the one you were trying to raise from the dead?
Norm, you want in on the Hitler seance?
We're not doing that.
The Hitler seance? About it.
Yeah.
Mark.
Is Rich leaving it with the roasted marshmallow there?
What?
Just ignore it, Norm.
No,
it's not.
For the Hitler raise seance, it with a marshmallow.
All right,
raise it.
For the Hitler seance, you have to get shirtless, Norm.
Well, in the seance, isn't going to happen.
Dear most merciful.
What good comes out of that bit?
We beseech you to visit us here. Caddo Mills Light.
What good comes out of that?
No good, Donovan laugh.
No good.
That's positive.
909.
You look at positive things, George. Always focus on negative.
Ooh, you know what it's going to be next minute? One after 909. If only we had the guitars, we could go right into it right now, Corby, but you won't let us.
No, go get them.
Go into what?
That wasn't my rule.
Why is that your rule?
That's not my rule.
Ja Rule.
Hi, Craig.
About Ja Rule. What do you know about Ja Rule?
No more.
Gordon.
No more music.
Easy on the guitars.
What do you know about Ja Rule?
Drinking challenges are cool.
What I know about Ja Rule?
Yeah. Nothing. But lay off the guitar. That's.
Music is out. Okay? You got that? More drinking.
Hey, I got news for you, Rich. S'mores are a beating.
No, they're not.
You
know what's not a beating? Kids. Throwing a deer on someone.
I think it's fun for kids. I do think it's fun for kids to make them, but I don't know if they. It seems like kids are always
great.
Handing off s'mores back to their parents.
Did y'all hear that burp by Ryan's?
Yeah, it sounded like a crocodile just exploding.
I told you, there's going to be a big giant
Ryan's
bubble.
Ryan's going to tell you, oh gosh, it's 9.
It's going to be a big
11.
Handful of bubble that you can.
Hang on.
You just shoot pretty quick here.
George is staring at that.
He fell behind. Throw the deer on him.
What?
You just.
9/11.
Okay.
Moment of silence for this shot right here. Moment of silence.
Wow.
Paul and Watauga.
Should he be able to pour half of it out before he takes it?
No, that's Nate Dogg's death.
Shh.
No.
There he goes. There it is.
Paul in...
No, hold on. Oh.
Yeah!
Got a lot.
Nice. Yeah.
Now it's enough time, huh?
Now you got to do another
one. What
are
you talking about?
Enough time has passed. You can laugh too now. You've always distanced.
You've always distanced
from that, but now it's officially been enough time.
10 years.
Here, throw the deer on Dan.
Distance from that.
Yeah, Paulina. Yeah, it still works. It still works.
Paul on top of the rubble.
Okay,
too far.
Yeah. Dude. So, George, are you happy that you're the only person in America that was speaking at that particular time?
No, I'm not.
Does that make you happy?
The whole country.
Dude, you're the only one.
You're the highest-rated radio broadcaster in the world.
Right, at that particular second.
Even the rescue dogs stopped for just a moment.
Right.
Dude. Wow! My God!
You know,
I think they kept working.
You know what I want to know, though, is who saved that? Because they saved that on 9/11.
Train.
Yeah.
Like, thinking that was funny. Somehow,
George saved
Well,
it.
We were debating on whether or not to put it up for e-break the next
you
week.
You did?
I didn't save it. Jer did.
George.
You demanded Jer save it?
I think it was
it?
Saved by zero, wasn't it, George?
Oh, my God.
No.
If only we had the guitars right now.
We could go right into it.
9/12?
We could go right into it. We already got the 9/12. Ooh, it's 9/13, though. Oh, dear. Well, those minutes go fast, don't they?
Time for the 9/13 ticker.
Man, they really do.
Yeah, you have to do it, Rich's management.
Welcome up.
Let's take our first break of.
Look at Mr. Formatic
of the Mike Power Hour.
Do we need to take breaks?
Dude, you are becoming the man over there,
sold
dude.
Us.
You need to take a break. Don't
that
put a
done?
Deer on me.
Pass it on over there, Bob.
Hitler saying it's
freaking man.
He's
a suit. No, effing suit, dude.
Hey, you guys, you Giorgio, you will owe me a formal apology.
Jake, go to
if
break.
During the Hitler seance, Hitler animates
just
that dead deer,
button.
And that was the actual item we needed to bring.
Is that a woman or a man?
Well, it is 9:18 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It's the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout. We're going deep into the night here on Ticket Radio. The Mavs postgame show will be coming up here in just a matter of moments.
With host Josh Dunham.
I don't know if I'm hosting that.
I think you are.
Oh, Folliwell will be there.
All right, we'll get on and talk to Folliwell, see what happened tonight. We're also in the middle of the power hour, the punishment to Rhines for sleeping inside last night while the rest of us were freezing to death in tents. And P1 came up with the challenge, could he take a shot of beer every minute for 1 hour? And we are currently 27 minutes into the challenge. So Rhines is supposed to have had 27 shots of beer right now, and I think he's pretty close to that because he's on his third beer, and we're almost to the halfway point.
All right.
So he's doing well.
Rhines, how you feeling, baby?
What's that?
Average by three and a fourth.
Okay.
It's not even close.
All right, so any other items of business before we go to the phones?
Well, since Dan's back, I wanted Dan to try to remember what Craig Ludwig was talking about, too, with the Wade Boggs.
Beer intake?
The Ludwig story.
Yeah, you guys told me something that was...
Wait, hold on. No calls yet. Hold on a sec.
The Ludwig story was great because he was playing for the Montreal Canadiens, who were owned by Molson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And part of the deal was that every week he would get a case of Molson, and his next-door neighbor was a hockey player who didn't drink.
I thought he said more than a case.
Yeah, was it two cases a week?
Two or three cases a week, yeah.
Anyway, he would get that dude's beer as well, and they were always in need.
Started the legend.
And he'd kill it.
They were always in need when the truck would arrive. Like, they were always on empty, and I think it was two cases a week and then two of his neighbor's cases a week, so...
But he could go through one of those, a case
he told us
in a sitting?
He told us he had done two cases on, 48 beers on numerous occasions.
Like a day. You know, you just popping open a beer and drinking, and you go all day, and you, before you know it,
48
two cases
beers.
Are gone.
Yeah.
So he didn't doubt
can't
that.
Imagine that.
He thought Wade Boggs doing 64
the
was plausible.
The only thing he doubted was him not breaking the seal.
Yeah, that was the other part
because
of the
that's
ridiculous
the legend.
Thing.
The is legend is 64
no
beers without breaking
no,
the seal.
No way.
I don't see how you could do that.
64 beers in 5 hours?
Right. No, but if you Google this...
Without breaking the seal.
If you Google no this, way. It's a bit of a mystery if it's actually 64, but I swear a teammate or two have attested to well into the high 50s or 60s.
Man, you would be passed out.
I don't believe that even.
Cold. Like, no human being could handle that alcohol.
Now, being intake. A guy who's never gotten to two... I'm in no position here to argue. I'm just able to operate Google.
I can't
and fascinated by it.
64
George,
five
what's
hours.
Your high in one sitting? Right. Beers.
Okay. Give myself a little break. You're going to do what?
Do another one right now.
Okay.
Go.
All right, go. Yeah, I think you're just 921 anyway.
I really like
you're
his due. Commitment to this.
He's pushing them together.
I don't
together
know.
Here.
Maybe 12 or 13, maybe?
That's all?
Halfway yeah. done, Mike. Halfway done.
I can't imagine
done.
Having any more than that. What about you, Donovan? What do you think your record is?
No more than six, and that's probably pushing it.
Six?
Yeah.
Six?
No, I don't drink beer. I drink yak.
Corby, what do you think your record is?
Over the course of a day?
We're talking about beers in an hour or beers in a day?
Just let's say
single day record.
A day is hard to keep up. Let's say a night where you go out or you're at a party.
12.
Yeah.
Poker? 12?
That's
all? Come on, Corby.
But, Rich, what's your record since you're talking about this yak? What's your record?
It'd be in the vicinity of 20, I'd say.
That's all?
See, I can't drink that much beer.
What's your infield at TMS record, Rich?
It's got to be 20.
Well, once again, Bob, that's in the vicinity of 20, okay?
You're a grown-up.
Look at the man's pullover.
Yeah.
What Miller Lite.
Norm, what's your record for beer in one sitting?
I've never been a big beer drinker at all.
Yeah?
Never.
What about bottles of wine in a night?
By yourself?
No. Just in jail. Like
probably two.
Eight balls.
That's a lot of wine for one dude.
What a huge jump, man!
Eight balls.
I can think of. I think of Norm with the wine intake. Like, was it Marilyn in the tent in Raiders of the Lost Ark when she's trying on the dress and then she's a little tipsy?
Marion.
That's what it is. Thank you.
She wasn't tipsy. She was faking it.
So Norm is trying the dress on. In this scenario?
Yeah.
I like it.
Do they tell you that in the movie that all that alcohol was fake?
What's that?
Do they tell you in Raiders all that alcohol?
She was faking her own drunkenness.
How about the drinking contest at the start of the movie?
Yeah, she's faking her own drunkenness in order to win.
So that's not
liquor?
There's
no way she could have faked...
Well, I mean,
is that liquor?
Yeah,
she was
in
not
real
drinking.
Life, I don't think she could have.
No, no, no. What I
but
mean,
in the movie,
she supposedly was. The drinking contest was legit. She was faking it with the Nazi guy who made the coat hanger out of his...
No, that wasn't who she was drinking with. She was drinking with Belloc.
Yeah, you're right.
She wasn't drinking with Tot, I think his name is.
That wouldn't make any sense.
I haven't watched that movie in 20 years.
It's so awesome.
Greatest movie of all time.
But I'm obviously clouding over on the details.
It holds up after
absolutely.
Let's slow down a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Donnie watched it.
Donnie doesn't like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I've seen it. Once.
Get Ryan some more beer.
Sadly, the entire series cannot be celebrated, but Raiders is...
Oh, my God. The last movie was embarrassing.
I disagree with you. I thought Crystal Skull was good. As a matter of fact, I thought it was better than Temple by far.
That's not hard, right?
Right. Temple's by far the worst one.
Dude, they brought aliens in the mix.
Yeah.
And I know they had, like...
Which I don't understand. Everyone acts like, oh, okay. See, they got unrealistic on that last one. What? Wait a second. I never understood that criticism. And when you understand where they're coming from, which no one ever did, it's supposed to be the serials. It's supposed to be the Saturday matinee serials, which were always about aliens and some sort of an Incan adventure and things like that.
Corby.
Which is what they followed.
Did you ever watch the Flintstones with, the cartoon set in prehistoric times
with the alien Yazoo?
They use birds as letter openers and
typewriters
and dishwashers. A elephant trunk would hang through the window as a dishwasher.
Dude,
and
I watched,
but I'll bet when Great Gazoo showed up, you said this is stupid. This is bullshit.
I was like five,
right.
That's about.
I'm out.
I'm out. Alien
Zoo is ridiculous.
This is the last straw.
Shark.
So he could only. They are the only ones that see the Great Gazoo. No way.
Was that the bit?
Rack 'em.
They were the only ones who saw him.
I think so.
God, what a huge jump of the shark that is!
But for
sure,
they
have enough bits going on the Flintstones.
On the Flintstones, an alien.
And his
that they only could see.
But his crane was a brontosaurus, or
but him stopping and starting his car with his feet—that's cool, right?
Right, right.
That's all right.
Yes. You know, he's a huge Flintstones
fan. The fact that man lived amongst the dinosaurs and used them for his advantage—that didn't bother you.
They were play.
Chuck Cooperstein.
He's a huge Flintstones fan.
Huge.
That's weird.
It is weird.
I've never met a guy who was a huge Flintstones fan.
Like, what do you mean?
Just are like, oh, hey, Flintstones.
I mean,
like he'll actively watch it now.
I bet he would. Yeah.
How about the guy in Night Shift, that Barney Rubble? What an actor.
Billy Blazejowski?
I think it was the guy that was working the
in the morgue
overnight.
Oh, yeah. Can't remember that dude's name.
So that guy and Chuck are the only two.
Feed the mayo.
What's Mike doing?
Okay, Rhines. He went in to get some more Borum.
All right, take that phone call you've been dreaming of, George.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
All right, we have a girl.
A tomato.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello.
Good evening. Hello.
Hi, this is Misty from Allen from Summer Bash last year. And Corby motorboated me, and I want him to motorboat me again.
Corby?
Do you remember this, Corby?
Not one second of it, but thank you.
Misty from Allen.
Yes, from Allen.
From Summer Bash.
He said your breath smelled like a dead deer.
So some guy convinced her that he was Corby.
Oh, no.
And dated her for weeks.
And
on the premise that he was Corby.
And Grooves knows who I am. He remembers.
Well, then you must be legit. Yeah.
Is Grooves running the board tonight?
No.
I thought he was going to.
Yeah, he had band practice. He said he was going to slide over there.
I also want to know why Corby didn't motorboat me at Ticket Stock.
Come on,
Corby,
dude,
what the hell?
You?
What happened to Ticket Stock?
She's a good P1.
Corby. I saw you sitting in the comfy chair. You wouldn't come out of the chair. You were too scared.
Yeah, you were scared of those.
Yeah, Corby.
Boobies. He said because they were nasty and hung below your belt.
Oh, my gosh.
He said your areolas are pale and spread like a cancer across your chest.
So that might be... Well, somebody enjoyed the hell out of that one.
Are you on speakerphone?
No.
Uh-huh.
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 Somebody heard that.
When was the last time you had your cycle?
Okay.
Jeez, my God.
Are you still in Allen?
Oh, I'm in Allen. I'm on my way to where y'all are at, though.
George, what was your nickname today for the cycle?
I didn't
taco,
have a nickname.
Taco, taco
I was talking
goldfish.
About how you get free tacos at the Stars game.
Taco uh-huh. period.
That's what the Stars call it. Right, Bob?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that seems whatever. Offensive.
I mean, that's like the greatest.
The Dallas Stars.
That really
free
is.
Free taco.
That's like it's going to be a top
second
five drop.
Second period is the free taco period.
That sounds disgusting.
If the Stars score a goal, you get free tacos at Taco Bueno.
Aren't you glad, too, that
you're part of the NBA?
It's starting. It is starting.
We've all been waiting for.
It's yodeling Corby.
Let's go, Ryan.
So, Misty, what are you doing tonight?
I'm waiting on on my grinder to give me a CD hug.
Oh, God.
Well, she's got
he already gave me one.
Stick.
All right. Well, you've been motorboated and fondled.
Yeah, and Donovan, I rubbed on your head at Summer Bash as well.
Whoa.
We got a full-blown whore on our hands.
All right, Misty. Have fun, okay?
All right.
Bitch.
Oh, Corby.
What's... Dion.
All right. So what was your problem with her, Corby, that you wouldn't go for the repeat performance?
I don't remember.
She torn up?
I don't remember her at
Seems
all.
Seems like I do remember you doing something crazy at Summer Bash.
Was it at the contest?
Yeah.
Wet t-shirt Arby's? Contest?
Crazy? No, he didn't motorboat anymore.
No, man. No? I'm not motorboating any of that swamp trash.
Whoa!
Swamp?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
so... So right. Really and truly, just hypothetically... If we threw that deer carcass on the fire, would it smell bad?
Yes.
It really?
Would it?
I think it would.
That. Yeah, I do.
I don't know that it would.
Yeah, it would, man. That'd be bad.
Where are you going to put that? Where'd you find that?
How many?
It? I brought it
yeah.
from home.
Where? Are you going to put it back?
38 minutes or 20?
I brought it from home.
I don't know.
No, I'm just going to drive it. I'm going to drive it down the road.
And
I tell you where it is like the perfect dumping place for a body around here, because I already scouted that out.
There's a lot of places.
Wow, like Bob right also by, has scouted.
Right by Dan's tent. So I think I'm going to take it there.
You need to get that out of
That's
the campsite.
That's a road.
Because coyotes will come just, down here tonight and pick that thing apart.
Yeah, and what, us.
What a funny 6 a.m. bit that would be.
See where the coyotes go?
No, they wake up Dan with the dead deer carcass.
That's
what
a bad bit.
What happened to the friendship?
No, I'm that. Not saying he should do it. I just was thinking that'd be funny.
Yeah, that's
in like
different.
My cartoon.
Okay, Ryan's
in my movie about this camp out.
So I'm trying to help your show.
Four beers, almost.
He's on his fourth right now.
This is pretty amazing. In
he's doing really
minutes.
Well. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he's doing that well.
How you doing, Ryan?
I walked by
How you
him
feeling, Mike? How you feeling?
He's doing the flip it over his shoulder.
Hey, not good.
Hey, will you do the deer puppet show after you get really blasted?
Do who's on first with the deer and you?
Would you?
Well, I don't know, deer. What do you say?
I don't know.
Would you baptize the deer in the shallow waters?
Dan?
Baptize the deer.
You seem to be making a joke about everything.
Yeah, you are. You're making a damn
oh, so
joke
the,
about
now
damn
the dead deer is off limits. I thought we were having fun throwing it in the fire.
Fun here.
Have now some reverence for a creature that's passed.
Put it in the water.
All right, it's 9:31. The hour of power for Mike Reiner will continue next.
Might be baptized.
Plenty of white hoes, plenty of black hoes.
All right, stop the fun.
9:39. And again. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, live from the Musers Campout. Night number two. The whole gang is around the campfire.
Right?
Man, all my favorite.
Are you feeling it yet, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's wobbling.
Are you drunk?
He's Everyone's on number here. Five right now. You're number five.
Are you drunk?
I'm on shot number 44.
But God, a beer.
It's not, what, can
it's
you imagine
beer.
If it wasn't beer? I'm doing it. I'm doing 60
this is
shots
like the
of whiskey.
Raiders of the Lost Ark scene.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-oh.
So you're drunk?
Have you ever slammed a beer before, though? Like shotgunned a beer or... Never.
Never.
Wow.
Wow, this is something.
Can you do the president's trick?
What's that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Let's wait for
right
president when you're born
we'll
in
give you Washington.
Ooh. We'll go 78 Cowboys against the Presidents.
No.
Death match.
No.
Yes.
At
no.
11 p.m.
Perfect. 11
p.m.
For the
awesome.
2300.
You guys throwing some money.
All right, let's go to the phones again. How about that?
Or what do you mean?
I'm throwing the deer on the fire, George.
No, you're not. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Good evening, hey ma'am. It's the Measers Campout. Who do you think the Titans take at number 8?
You know who hates when we take calls from girls other than Giorgio?
Who?
Other girls.
Yeah,
they do.
Why do girls hate
What's
hearing
your name?
Other girls call?
Because they're jealous anytime another girl gets attention.
They just want attention from you guys.
What's your name, sweetheart?
This is Ashley.
Leslie?
Ashley.
Ashley. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Ashley. All right.
Are you saying Shasty?
Okay, Rhines.
How old are you, Ashley?
24, and the other one's 25. You may have met us at the great game.
Ashley and who else? Who's the other one?
Ashley and Ashley.
Oh, I thought I heard Leslie. Okay, I'm not drunk.
There's two girls online at the same time?
Yeah, two girls.
All right, what are y'all doing tonight?
They just call up and say whatever y'all want.
It's Ashley and Ashley listening to the ticket.
Yeah.
Do you hate when other girls call?
No, we can laugh. No, we laugh because we know that they haven't met y'all and they don't love y'all like we do.
Y'all got the same voice.
What would you do?
You have the same problem that Ben and Skin have.
What?
Same voice?
Don't worry about it.
What would you two girls do to Bob Sturm right now?
That seemed like more of a Pugs and Kelly problem.
Same cycle?
You think they had same voice?
Yeah.
Marge Simpson.
Both had Marge Simpson voice, kind of.
Huh.
What's so funny?
Oh, Kelly, where are we going
to
go?
Did you guys ever listen to Ron and Don?
We have
listened
to Ron.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Part of the faithful love.
I thought I'd be dating a 24-year-old. I mean, not dating. But.
Didn't Don change his name to Jake and start doing nights?
Where'd you guys go to high school?
I went to Bryan Adams.
Whoa!
Yay. Cougars!
I'm really
hood. Everything I do.
Where did the other?
Perfect. If we had the guitars, Georgia, we could have gone into the songs.
Where did the
Bryan Adams?
Where'd the smart one go?
Oh, rude! Where did you go?
Where'd you go? Where'd the other one go?
Hey, where's Mac Reiner at? Where's Daddy?
Mac Reiner.
Oh, Daddy.
Gross! Rines. Gross! Gross!
Grinds. This girl wants to talk to
Daddy's
you.
Getting
She's
loaded.
She's calling you Daddy.
Daddy.
Hey, no, let's talk about your areolas. Are they like pepperoni red or bubblegum pink?
Oh, definitely bubblegum pink.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of an Italian guy.
Do you have sex with each other?
What does that mean, Corby?
What was your problem?
What's that, Craig? You like them pepperoni red?
I had a Mavericks game once. Remember when that lady passed
out? Oh, hey, do you remember it, Corby? She saw you at a Mavericks game once.
What was the score? What am I supposed to
do? He had really good seats.
Wait a minute.
She was passed out when she was trying to get nachos. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I remember you. Oh, my God.
So fake.
I do. Yeah, this lady passed out. We were standing in line to get... Was that with my kid?
Made up.
41.
Made up.
Forget it. Well, anyway, it's good to see you again.
Well, you don't see her. She's on the phone.
We should go to more Mavericks
together. I'm amazed, the last two nights, how many girls in their 20s listen to the ticket? 21, 24.
Does it turn you on?
Oh, like that, but I'm just kind of amazed.
Like they're Mercuricome red or...
Good.
No.
Like salami marbled red.
Oh, my God.
I'm Barbie. I don't have nipples.
You don't, I'm sorry?
You don't have them?
That's weird.
No, I'm like a Barbie doll.
Weird. That's underrated.
Yeah, I used to wear Barbie dolls out.
What's the last movie you saw?
Pardon?
Nipless in Seattle.
Oh, my God.
What?
You need to leave.
What's the last movie?
The worst joke ever.
You have to have 72 shots of beer to laugh at that joke.
You're laughing at that?
He's laughing at everything now.
He's 48 shots in.
Oh, the worst goodness. Joke ever.
All right, now we're getting somewhere with Ryan.
Get him a headset.
Come on, Ryan, join me in the conversation.
Leslie and Ashley, are you guys roommates?
Ashley and Ashley.
Why is Mike's mic?
What's
not
your first name? Leslie?
We're doing
great. No, two Ashleys. Ashley and Ashley.
Ashley and Ashley.
Really?
God, really? It took you this long to figure that out?
Oh, no, you said it was Leslie. Up,
never gonna make you cry.
See?
Not Ashley.
We had the guitars.
Yeah, we could have gone right into it.
What's that, Bob?
Wait, Bob said it was Ashley.
Astley. He's saying Rick Astley.
Are there two S's the
same
in
over and
Ashley?
We had the guitars. Could have gone right into it.
Are you saying Ashley?
No, not
like Pan?
Is it Pam? Is it Ashley with an E-I-G-H?
No.
With a what?
Corby's slurring his words.
Very sporty.
You don't like about you. All right, spelling bee time.
Hey, are you girls going to stick around for the Hitler seance?
Or not having that. Stop bringing that up. No good can come from that.
Norm like that now.
Norm
hasn't had a thing.
Don't you think if he was to be tried for his crimes, finally, that would be good that would come from it? George just keeps saying this definitive statement that he can't
prove. Nothing good can come from a Hitler seance.
Yeah, time, go.
All right, what about that, Giorgio? You have to answer that charge.
I think he paid for it. He shot himself in the head.
Allegedly.
So that's okay? You can kill 8 million people as long as you kill yourself afterwards? It's
fine? Well, if you're not...
So you're exonorating Hitler now.
Yeah, so you say...
I'm saying I don't think you can bring him back to life after 80 years. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's obvious what you're doing.
You guys are jerks.
This whole camp out was just where you could exonerate Hitler.
Ashley, what do you think of...
You dragged us out here for that?
What do you think of George's opinion of...
Not funny. Not funny.
It's all right.
Go ahead.
We drove 2 hours for that.
That's what this is all about. This is all George's master plan.
I need another beer.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, someone get Ryan some more beer.
You didn't have to go through all this
trouble. Seriously, though, why do you talk about Hitler so much?
All these microphones?
I know it. Jeez.
All this setup and planning.
You could have just called us and told us that you had exonerated him.
Keith, who's been talking about Hitler all day long. And that is a little strange that he talks about him all day long and keeps bringing it up.
The stakes, everything.
Don't put it on me. This is Gordo's bit.
But he's paid his price.
All the taxidermy?
Giorgio.
No, I'm just saying you can't bring him back to life, so that's a ridiculous conversation. If he was brought back, of course he should be put on trial. But
okay, that's what we want to do.
But you said he's already paid.
14 idiots sitting around a campfire somewhere in the wilderness.
Just so you say it's impossible to bring him back.
Have you tried it before, George?
You have no faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have faith.
You don't have faith that Dan can bring Hitler back to life.
No, I don't. You're right.
But you
got to
have faith. The faith, the faith. If we had the guitars, we're going
to
go right there.
We're
going
to run right into it.
But I have a lot of faith. I think it's a man of silence.
I think it's worth a try.
No, it's not.
He's the greatest criminal in the history of the earth.
It's worth a claim.
It's worth a try.
Whoa, he's the new Muhammad Ali.
I would say he's the worst.
He's just surpassed Lex Luthor.
You think that's the first thing he'll say?
It's worth a try to bring him back.
What is wrong with y'all's show right now?
To honor.
I don't know. I don't want to be on this show anymore.
Seriously. Look at y'all.
Got one guy on my
left. I am the only one who is distanced from
George
it the entire day.
George
was exonerating Hitler.
No, I didn't. In your own words. In your words, I did. That's ridiculous.
And Craig called him the greatest criminal we've ever had.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I thought Ashley was still there.
Oh,
you know, with
Ashley. Still there?
Let's hope not.
I think she got hung up on.
She's got nothing but pepperoni. And marbled salami, on the other hand.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. What do you got?
Okay, my name is Project Mary, and I'm
What?
Project Mary? You from the projects?
No, I'm not from the projects.
You know J.J. and Thelma?
What did you call yourself?
My name is Pump Jack Mary.
Pump Jack Mary.
What does that mean? What is Pop Jack?
Well, a pump jack, you know, in the oil field. It pumps oil.
Oh, okay.
Your meth lab accent is so thick we can't understand.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know y'all.
Now, I'm Pump accent. Jack Gordo.
Whoa, wow.
All right, what do you got for us?
Here I am, satellite boy.
Damn you!
Dang.
I got a backpack full of beans.
Hey, boys, listen, I got something important to tell you about the four H's.
Okay.
I'm insane now.
Yeah. Hitler, Hinckley, Hairy Butt, and Half Deer. You guys listening?
Half Deer?
Yeah. I'm going to give you guys the first on-air self-anal probe you've ever heard. You ready? Here we go. Oh, yeah.
So you wanted to hang up on the Ashleys, right, George? So we could have this.
Listen at him.
So first,
this explains.
Hitler doesn't pay anymore. He's paid enough.
Is it pain or pleasure? What are we hearing?
No one really likes this.
I'm dreaming of a rental car.
Shot.
What?
Slacker.
That is 47.
Story about shadow people and...
Wait, hold it. What was the third H? What was the third H?
Hairy Butt.
Really, Jake?
All right.
I'm dreaming of the guy getting in his rental car for the first time in the Metroplex.
Did you just vomit?
He hears this.
About the sports.
Oh, we have so much about the ticket.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. We have Mike Reiner.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Exiting
oh,
the
no.
campfire,
oh, no.
leaning
oh,
over.
Oh.
Video. Video.
Video.
Oh,
he's got video.
We may have a situation here.
He's walked away from the campfire, and he's leaned over.
Oh, no, Mike.
Oh, he's in the stirrups.
He's almost made it to. He's on a sixth one. He just has.
Go over to half deer. That'll settle your stomach.
You need to get rid
Where's
of
half deer?
GD deer now.
You what? Should put get it on the end of the dock.
Half deer.
How you doing, Mike?
What we could do is like a YouTube video. Of
oh
me
gosh, his eyes are watering.
Half deer to sitting on
he's
the dock.
He's almost
of the bay.
There. Here, let me see how much is left.
Is that the sixth there. One?
He's got like a half one left.
Oh, you're fine.
Go
just
one
slam
more.
It. Slam it.
It'll be better if you down one
And then
more.
He's done?
This is too much on the
this
day.
This is last beer.
Tommy Hunter goes on the disabled list. And we're
and
asking
then drink
him to
a whole
this.
Gallon of milk.
He's going to go just over an hour. He started 1 hour ago.
Wow,
he's got
he's
like three
off.
Shots left, yes.
Three shots off. Left.
Major props for Mike Reiner tonight.
Boy, he is really wincing.
So you're not upset he slept in the cabin?
This is
no,
like,
I don't care.
This is mile 26.
Oh, he's
spit over there.
Uh-oh.
Corby, you're missing this.
Oh, crank no. up this mic. Crank up
crank
his
up
mic.
That video.
Ryan's, how you doing?
Corby, video? What are you doing?
Your mom.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're no video.
No, you don't have to video.
If you're going
to
spew.
I agree. Let's get audio.
He's so drunk,
he
won't remember.
The video thing was a terrible idea.
He won't remember.
We are in an audio medium. Remember.
Okay, hit it, Ryan. It's time to take another shot.
Hey, look.
Do the video with the night vision goggles.
George, let him do video. If you can exonerate Hitler, you can let Corby take video of my
I have
mom.
Not done that tonight.
Roll the tape.
And I'm going to hit you if you say that one more time or if you don't get that deer the hell out of here.
Let's look at the things we've accomplished tonight.
Is that deer just laying over there?
Yes.
George has managed to do something that nobody in human history has done.
I have not done that.
Since 1945.
I made that up. It's stupid. And all the Hitler talk all day long has been stupid.
What is that?
What's no.
No.
Oh, he doesn't want the microphone near him.
Yeah, he's a professional broadcaster. He doesn't want this carried live.
He's a professional broadcaster. He's down 60
what number is that?
In 60 minutes.
What number are we
taco
at there?
Period.
George.
That's what the stars do to give away free tacos.
What? That's really
five. Here's 56.
Here's 56.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He will vomit after this one.
No, he won't. No.
If he vomits, he has to start over.
Somebody throw half
Mike Reiner vomit. We'll find out next.
Yes, I have the tiger. Look at this.
He's going to finish in the break, dude.
Yeah, dude. What are we going to break for now?
We can't go
to break.
Jake.
He's not going to finish
bail
the break.
Out
break.
He's going to vomit. We've got to carry his
Jake.
Vomit live.
No break.
Don't go.
Are we back, Jake?
We haven't broken yet.
Okay,
good.
Oh, hello.
Who's here?
Hey.
I'm here to save the day.
Shoopy's here.
What number shot are you on, Mike?
Shoopy. Shoopy, is this bad?
Okay,
Shoopy.
All right, can you do supercalifragilisticexpialidocious right now?
No, I can't.
Let's see you. Let's hear you try.
No.
Come on.
How about shot number 58 instead?
Yeah.
This is extremely impressive.
Shoopy, I hope you're impressed right now.
So what if you're leaving the arena and you want expert opinion on the Mavs game?
We're about to give it to you. Just
put
hold
this
on.
Into perspective.
Here it goes.
Yeah!
Shot number 58.
Two more.
So impressive.
Two more.
Just do them now, Ryan.
Debt nearly paid.
Because it has been than that.
59!
Yeah! Look at him.
Swallowed it and went back into the glass.
He's just got one more. He's done it.
It came back.
One more shot.
Hold on.
Just be careful.
He's going to be okay.
Mike is walking over behind the tree.
He's fine.
Now, Gordon.
Let's stop talking.
What do Mike Reiner...
Get the hell out of here.
Come on, Ryan. One more and we're done.
You can do it.
Come on, Shoopy.
He's one shot away from inviting Gregor back on the show.
Ryan.
One more shot.
Grego, I'm sorry.
One more shot.
Will he drunk down Grego tonight?
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
He's got one more.
Yeah!
One more!
He's done it. six beers in one hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Now get the microphone.
Yeah, don't
much
let him
respect.
In.
Much respect for Mike Reiner.
Don't vomit in there. Vomit out here. Vomit on me.
He's got to go pee, I think.
Talk to me, Shoopy.
Oh, no.
He's out.
He is not
so well. He's breaking into the cabin once again.
Yeah, now he's going to go sleep in there.
That's okay.
Okay.
Okay, so here's our chance.
How funny would that be if
he's
just drunk. Walked in there and went to bed?
He's drunk. He's going to go in there. He's going to lay on one of the bunk beds.
Yeah.
Let's kill him.
Why do you say stuff like that?
Oh, my God. Because... We can't waste this opportunity. We're all the way out here in the country. We got to kill somebody.
He is an easy monster.
Let's just kill Eric the engineer.
What?
You already killed that deer.
I didn't kill the deer.
Yeah, you did.
Ooh, Norm's leaving.
Do we have a final from the AAC?
So, George, what do...
Somebody shoot Norm in the back of the head.
What do Mike Reiner and Hitler have in common?
What?
They both paid off their debt.
Oh, wow! Another weapon in the Hitler joke series. This is
Hitler's
awesome.
Funny. High five.
Yes.
Okay, now, Dan and Corby are high-fiving for the second time tonight.
Are you doing two shows tonight?
Now, or? Do you guys want to tell everyone what you high-fived over the first time?
What was it?
It was the worst bit of karma I've ever seen in my life.
No.
Oh, no, not that.
That says something.
No.
That's an off-air high-five. Yeah. But yeah, it was horrible.
Thanks, though.
Okay.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, after the Mavs postgame show, who's going to be left out here?
Not me, man. I'm beat.
We all got so much sleep last night. We should all be good.
Hey, revised weather forecast for tonight here.
Don't you dare.
Shut up.
Low 38. North
Seriously?
Wind 20.
Stupid.
Well, you had it for me earlier. It wouldn't be this windy.
Yep. All right, I'm throwing the deer on the fire.
You don't know anything.
Don't throw the deer on the fire.
Let's just try it.
No.
It has died down. You
get rid of it.
All right, we'll still be here, right, George?
Yeah, I'll be here.
I'll be here.
Let's go watch some hoop and let Mark
The Mavs game's over?
Some hoop.
Who won?
Mavs. Yeah! I'm
assuming Mavs. Oh, Mavs? Everybody's all worried
all
game?
Yeah!
Oh, no, Minnesota's real close. Come on.
Pow. All right. Them next.
Rich.
Us.
You knew all along.
Now, we are here at the Jack Daniels Old Number 7 Club, and I fully realize that it is Musers, Woodford Reserve Musers camp out. The boys just got off the air, and I'm fully expecting at any moment they would jump back on and sort of help out on this post-game show. I know they were able to watch the game a bit out there. I know they're watching some college hoops. There's drinking going on. I just heard Ryan's drink, I think, what, six beers in 1 hour paying off his kangaroo court bet. So expect fun, expect hijinks.
D6. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, live at the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout. What's up?
Well, what have we here?
It's the Deep Night Ticket.
Looks like the Deep Night Ticket.
Where it's your man Donnie Dew is right here.
That's right. Where it is you, it is us, and that's it.
We have Ryan.
Of course, that you are a girl.
We have Jub Jub. Jub, what's up?
Yo.
And we have Bracket Dan, my hero and my leader, Bracket Dan.
Mine too.
Don't talk about brackets.
What's up, Dan?
Donovan.
How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Dude, I love the way you
go Mavs.
Stroke that fire. I need to go camping with you more often.
You're
dude,
very
you're
erotic
the,
with that.
You're
thing,
the best. You're careful.
That? What's the best?
You're like a gentle lover with that fire.
I have flashes of, what do they call it, temporary pyromania, I guess.
Is that how you treat your woman in bed, the way you treat that fire?
Can I bring up three highlights from tonight? Or lowlights?
Taco.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I want to...
Number one, is Groobs on the board?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Hello. Shoopy?
Hi, Shoopy.
Shoopy!
How are you feeling, Shoopy?
WTF!
AYFKM.
Let's start there. Ryan's did the Hour of Power, which was, I think... I'm going to submit it as the most impressive thing done at
the highlight of the camp out so far.
Six
at
beers
any
in
out,
one
right?
hour. Yeah. He shot a beer every minute. He got a little behind, but then would catch up. The fact of the matter is, he did six beers in right at an hour.
But you know,
yeah,
you know,
I jumped ahead a couple times.
You know, the best thing about this, though, is at the end. When he's at 57, but he downed those three right in a row.
He just cannonballed it.
He finished strong.
We powered through.
That's what Mike does.
That was impressive, Ryan. That was really impressive.
Thank you.
Another reason that's so great is Mike did that not only with the moment in mind, that moment he was doing it, turned into gold, but he knew that would affect now and this evening, later this evening.
Right.
So it was like a general manager making a move with, yes, this is going to help the club today, but it's also going to benefit us in the future.
He's trying to win that championship.
Brilliant. That's right. Yeah. It was just absolutely brilliant on your
part. We're thinking big picture.
Dude. Yeah. All right, that's moment one. What's moment two, George?
Moment two was, I don't know if it's a highlight or a low light, one of the sorriest things I've ever seen, Gordon throwing the dead deer on Corby.
Oh.
Now, I was.
I don't even understand it.
I was with Gordon when we picked it up, and we're riding on the four-wheeler just exploring the land.
And you just let it happen?
Well, I didn't
let him take it back here?
Well, yeah, I guess I did.
For prank usage?
I didn't know he was going to prank, throw it on Corby.
You knew he had
like
a prank in mind, though.
Is that even a prank?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I mean, we're having fun here, though. So that was gross. And then he insisted to put it on the fire.
Kind of burned its head a little.
And then finally he did, and then we all told him to stop, and he finally did.
Well, look who's joining us now.
Well,
whoa.
It's the Bob Stern Show.
Which brings us to moment number three.
His matching sweats.
Which was one of the, it's an underrated line, I think, on Bob's part.
He's over logoed.
The three things that I will bring from this camp out: Ryan's amazing performance, Gordo's amazing weirdness at throwing the deer on Corby, and then the line issued by Bob,
wow,
where we have been... It's not that some of us can't afford not to eat as much like myself, but for the last couple of days, I wouldn't say we've had just a buffet to choose from. And Bob had the line of the night when he said, you know what? I think I'm going to go get some more cobbler. Oh, wait. I high-fived him. I thought it was awesome because basically we've had Cheetos, steak, or eggs.
It's
a two-day
event. Eating event, though.
We've had
his dream eating menu.
Potato chips. I've never seen so many potato chips around
in my
life.
It's a two-day event, and we have meat and a variety pack of lunch.
And that's it.
Yeah, Doritos.
With Lay's, Cheetos, Doritos.
No fruit.
Doritos.
What about this? Don't you think...
Like, wouldn't they want to have too much food?
Right.
As opposed to
no
just
breakfast cereal? Nothing.
Like, and he bought Hunt's ketchup.
Yeah, that's...
I feel like that's the step down.
That's sacrilegious right there.
Hunt's ketchup?
Yeah.
Like, when you get Hunt's at a restaurant, you're like, really? All right.
Don't you just walk out?
I mean,
out?
I'll still use
don't
it.
Don't you just leave?
Nah, I still use it, but you just don't feel right.
But thank you for the cobbler line. I thought that was...
Thank you, George.
Just premium.
Do you...
It was classic.
Like, who was in charge of groceries? Do you think it was Rich?
Oh, no, yeah. I think it was promotions. And that's...
No, it was Rich. It was Rich. They asked him, what does everybody need? Rich said, well, what does everybody eat?
Potato chips,
and,
chocolate, marshmallows, graham crackers.
That's just his regulation diet.
Yeah. Yes, of course. I mean, we're all 27. That's what we eat, right?
Where are the chicken wings, then?
Where's the cobbler?
I thought we just have wings all day.
That's part of it, too.
And then the other breaking news that we have here in camp... We were informed that we're about to be hit by rain.
Yes.
And that has sent everyone scurrying to their tents to put the rain slickers on.
That's right.
I feel like that was a false alarm.
Yeah, I think so also. It's a beautiful
It should
night
be here by
here.
Now, right?
That'll narrow down our location.
If Junior Miller Consulting.
I know.
Radar.
The one cloud in Texas.
There may be a few more.
Who could know?
Well, the Metroplex may get hit by rain tonight, so.
That's vague.
But anyway, it doesn't look like we're going to get rain.
Mike, how you feeling, man?
So has Mike done the president's bit yet?
No, not yet.
Could you do it?
Of course he can. Of course he can.
When Corby gets out here, he's going to do it, and Corby will do the 77 Cowboys roster?
78.
And Bob will do the Super Bowl trick.
Why is Corby still in there?
Sure.
I don't know.
What's the matter with him?
He said he was in a Twitter fight with someone.
Oh, yeah.
A Facebook fight or something. He's
Which
on Twitter?
He's Facebooking some girl.
He's liking.
Yeah. It's like, oh, baby, you were so hot. Baby, so, I groups. Beg you so bad.
We got groups here tonight, too.
Yeah, I don't think anyone talks like that anymore.
Keep bringing that game. Just be careful.
Hey, groups.
Hey, bud. You want to say hi to any Facebook friends? How many
everyone
likes did you get?
Last I saw, it was up near 280, and then about 70 others on my fan page.
On my fan page.
I have a fan page.
Wow.
Well, I would like to send a shout-out to my 500,000-plus Twitter followers tonight.
You're up to that many now?
And thank you for your props. Thank you for your props on the Power Hour. How about a facial? Whoa.
What does that mean?
It's a cosmetic thing. You can go in and
tell Shoopy's at the helm.
Do we need calls right now? Do we need girls?
Yeah, right, we need that. But we
Shoopy,
also
are you screening too?
Uh-oh.
Now we
But we do need an update on Mike, because at the end of the power hour, Mike, you almost got sick.
Yeah,
you still
almost,
feel sick?
You almost up, Chuck.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Were you,
that's been a great bounce back.
Now, we were wavering there for a while toward the end.
Were you close to a reversal of fortune?
I thought we were a couple times. There were
Did you break the seal, or is it still all in there?
No, it's still all in there.
Yeah?
It's still all in there, but there were a couple things along the way that, or a couple times along the way where I thought that that might not be the case, but we're okay.
You're good now.
Yeah, we're okay.
I mean, you've always been a ticket legend, the guy who basically founded the station, but now, with this...
Man.
I don't know where you go from.
Next
what
level.
Stratosphere you go to? After
like, will
that?
This be the first bullet point on the resume now?
Which way is up?
Maybe.
I just hope they don't tell me not to come back to work on Monday.
Stroke that fire, Dan. Lovingly.
If they don't do that, then it's a win-win.
Are you kidding me?
Lovingly.
Anything about an alligator
a lifetime
guard?
Contract lovingly. After tonight.
Lovingly. Lovingly.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody ever seen, this one. Ever seen an alligator guard?
What's that, Mike?
Hot beef injection.
All right, Shoopy, how are we doing on calls there?
Good. We got one female caller, and you want to know what her name is?
Well, sure. I'd love to know what her name is, Shoopy.
Betty?
Yes.
That groove's just showing up.
Hey, what's Betty.
Up? Hey.
How about this is Miss
how are
Betty
you?
Boop, right?
I'm fabulous. How are you, Donnie?
I'm good, sweetheart. Where are you calling
Betty,
from?
Betty, not a common name for
no,
a young...
No, it's Betty from Burleson.
You must be over 46.
I like you, Betty.
Thank you, George. I appreciate
it. It's just an
that.
Older name, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Now, how old
it's
are you?
Seems a little late at night
Dan.
For a Betty.
Come on, get with it. Betty with Burleson.
Say,
I can't give my
on.
Real name. Too many people.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
I'm sorry.
Come on, let's you. All be real
I'm sorry.
Here.
No, it's cool. I understand.
So what's up?
You and Bob laid. Should recognize me.
Really?
Oh, ooh. You guys. Whoa, Eiffel Tower, huh?
Oh. Every Stars game.
She's
I
at every Stars game. I
every
am too.
Stars game. All right.
12 inches from your face, so you don't
whoa.
See me, but that's okay.
Sorry about last night, Betty.
What'd you
sorry
say,
about
Dan?
That goal last night.
No,
does
you
it hurt?
There on Wednesday. It hurt.
No, it hurt
does
out
it
here.
Pop,
it really,
pop,
I think that was the playoffs
pop,
right there.
Pop.
It hurt out here in
send
Waxahachie.
Me something very naughty.
Does Mark, it hurt? Oh, you're not in Waxahachie.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Does it hurt?
All right, so what you got going tonight?
Pop.
Yeah,
I
yes,
Norm. Game and
does it hurt?
Drank some red line, so I have nothing to do.
So you go to this, every Stars game and every Mavs game?
Yes, that should be a clue for you.
Incredible.
Boy, you are a sports chick, aren't you?
I am a sports chick, and I'm going to opening day. I am super excited.
Man.
I've been to every opening day since they opened the ballpark, 1994.
And just think, there's only 161 games after that.
I know.
And you're how old? And you're how old?
We're going to put that in the Betty bragging rotator.
That's right. Betty from Burleson loves her sports.
Do you enjoy having her hair
pulled? And I am over 40.
Paul, nothing wrong with that, girl.
What?
That's all you really need to know.
Over 40.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all.
What, Shoopy? Do you enjoy
you
having
a girl,
your hair
Bob,
pulled?
Who went to every... Darn it. Sorry.
Okay.
Yes, Dan? Yes, Dan.
Would you want a girl that wanted to go to every game with you?
No.
No.
You know, it's
no,
like
you
driving
wouldn't.
To work with your girl. Do you want to do that?
Well, I did that for about 6 months.
Is she argumentative?
That sucked.
No, she's just
you
your wife.
You worked with your wife.
I,
what?
I drove
but
to work
really
with my
she's really into the
girl.
Team and stuff.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, we rode together. That sucked. I couldn't fart or anything like that. Yeah, so that's my place of solitude in the car.
Yeah,
we
no,
all
that's
know.
Why, because I couldn't fart.
You let it go in the car. We
yeah.
all do it.
You burn them into
oh,
the seat.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
Yeah,
you
pick
were my
your nose.
Whore.
The car is sacred.
There's just enough talking at home, you know?
Yeah, you don't need chicks in the car with you.
Could you work with your wife if you had to work
no
with her every day?
No way.
Like a morning show with your wife?
Oh, no, let's
wow.
say if it was say it was a real
what
job.
Was that, what,
yeah, like
what was that show upstairs?
Like you ran
Jay, Jay and Hillary, right, Bob?
Jay and Hillary on 570.
Like you ran a store together or something.
What about Gene and Julie on Kayla, KVIL?
KVIL.
They do it.
They're what about
married.
Pugs and Kelly?
Were you guys able to hold off Jay and Hillary, George?
I guess. I don't know. Where'd they show up?
I don't know. I'm just.
Oh, that's so kind.
You can only
that?
You can only see so far in your rearview mirror. You know
oh,
what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's the big
there
man
is.
There.
There he is.
That's yeah, the big man. Yeah. All right, Betty.
No, don't talk about them, man. I worked with them.
All right, well, go Stars.
You work with Stars. Yeah, Stars. I mean, you know, they don't have a prayer, but
well, you right. something well, very naughty.
Pray to Hitler, they make it.
Stop it right. with the Hitler
bye,
stuff.
Bye.
Bye, Betty.
Bye, Betty.
I love you. All right, let's go to
Lauren.
Lauren. Hey, hello, Lauren.
Lauren, a younger ticket. Name.
What a great
Betty.
Name.
I am young.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
23.
Older.
Let's not play these games, Lauren. 24. Let's go. Tell
How
us.
Are you? Shut up, bitch.
Whoa, Mike.
Come on. Let's be nice.
Mike has been drinking tonight.
Go ahead, Lauren.
God.
How old are you, sweetheart?
26,
huh?
Had it. Or you're prime.
How about all the 20-year-old girls who've called in this week?
How about that?
Isn't that something?
Did you know Jim Brown's best year was when he was 26?
Wow.
Golly.
Really?
Well, wow. Here's Jim Ooh. Brown.
How about Brooks Jacoby?
Have you ever heard of Jim Brown, Lauren?
No.
Mm. Do you like websites?
Lauren, are you hot as hell?
Do you like websites?
I do. Facebook.com is my favorite.
Mark that under. Wow. Who gives a
All right, who are you Facebook friends with here?
I'm friends with Groobs.
All right.
Who isn't?
I'd be friends with Corby, but he has not accepted my friend request.
Are you friends with me?
Oh, that figures.
Yes.
All right, that's all that matters.
That Facebook just seems dangerous.
And you're friends with me, too?
Yes, I am.
You Facebook, Bob?
So hot.
What's that?
Do you Facebook?
I'm experimenting.
Yeah, it just seems dangerous to
mark
me.
Mark that.
Yeah, please mark that.
Lauren,
wow. Dangerous in what way?
I don't know. It's just like a big Pandora's box that you just don't want to open.
Like what?
Are you with man, Lauren?
I don't know.
Too many like girls, the girls. Too much you banged before?
Too many girls at 26 friending you and stuff. It's just, I don't know. It's weird.
They just don't understand what you go through on a day-to-day basis. Right. The pressures of celebrity.
Right.
The pressures of morning drive.
Are fighting you Jay and Hillary.
Are you with man, Lauren?
I am with man.
When was the last time you got laid?
Lauren, good
Mike.
Question. Good question, Lauren. Answer, hey. Go.
Are you with... Is your man famous? Like, does he host a radio show?
Kind of.
Hmm.
Whoa.
That's a leading statement.
It is. Who's your man?
Must be TC's girlfriend.
Gribbs.
Yeah, if you're going to be leading statement
yeah, who
here,
is
you
he?
Have to follow up. FCC regulation.
Krennic?
His name's Bradley Wayne.
Hmm.
Bradley Wayne. Never heard of the jackass.
Bradley Wayne. That's a fake.
Now,
that's a radio name.
If we were to know that name, where would we know it from?
Yeah, where does he work? Who is he?
Dallas Stars.
He works with the Dallas Stars.
Bob?
Bradley Wayne.
Stars. Dallas.
See, he's friends with Dan Fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Works more in the business office.
Call ever.
Now,
like the
that's someone
side.
I
right.
know, Lauren. I don't. Right. I don't know if these others know him, but I certainly do.
You do know Dan Fine.
Oh yes, he's a good man.
He has. A
I think
a Hitler on here.
I think he went to the Pink Floyd concert.
Yes, he did.
Or,
go to
Roger
Pink
Waters.
Floyd,
that is.
Yes, he did
yeah,
go to Roger Waters show.
And he plays guitar.
Hey, hey, Lauren.
Yes.
Have you met my friend Tone yet? His name's
yes.
Dial Tone.
Yes.
That's your cue, Groobs.
Dude.
Man,
so
do
what
rude.
I want.
Big man. Big man.
Wow.
Wow.
So damn rude.
It's his camp.
It's going nowhere. Let's get somewhere with somebody.
We have chemistry with her.
Hey,
believe me.
And then he plays guitar. Oh, really? Whoa. That's really interesting. Jeez.
All right, if
something.
We don't get any better girl calls than that, we'll get the guitars out.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
And it's going to be... Need you now, over and over and over tonight. Let's talk to...
Hori Tiffany.
Ooh. Tiffany.
Tiffany.
You are on the deep night ticket. How about that? Tiffany?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go, talk. What's up?
Good evening.
I'm actually the Tiffany from last year that Corby said the Hitler with Falling Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Is that on your resume?
Actually, it's not, but I think it is on Corby's.
Uh-oh.
You're associated with Pete somehow?
No, absolutely I'm not.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
No, my husband actually fought him 3 years ago.
Oh, your husband?
Lady Pete?
Oh, no, your husband fought Pete?
Fought Pete.
Yes, it's Fight Night.
Oh, in the Fight Night.
Oh, okay. And your husband,
he has a
reputation of Hitler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who George says...
We talk about him way too much on the station.
Sure do.
It's uncomfortable.
Let's move on to Pol Pot.
Taco period. Yeah, let's get to Pol Pot.
Yeah, let's talk more about taco period.
So, Tiffany.
Pol Pot.
Yeah.
You like hanging?
I do like hanging.
All right.
Do you
how
like
about
trying
hanging
new
up?
Restaurants? I like only the best food.
Wow!
What? Look at the
Whoa.
Big man.
God.
We've already talked to her. We talked to her last year.
So you want new?
Last
huh?
year. Yeah.
It's been. I haven't missed her. Have you?
All right. I can't honestly say I have.
Do you like hanging?
She elicited one of the most famous drops in 2010.
He
has a reputation of Hitler around here.
All right, hang on, Corby.
Wasn't that one of the top 40 drops last year?
Get Snake out here.
Wasn't that one of the top 2010 drops of 2010?
Mm-hmm.
But the big man says he wants new, so let's give him new.
What was that SMU bit?
Top 100 plays in SMU
in 100
football history.
Like they were going
to stop at like 38.
They couldn't just.
They just go back to the Pony Express days and then give up.
We just have too many great plays to fit in at 50. Go to 100.
We got
to
go to 100. All right, who else we got there, Shoopy?
Debbie.
Hey. Debbie.
She's probably old. Right.
This is going to be good here.
Now here's a nice old school name.
Yeah.
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Debbie. What's going on?
Could be a little older.
Dip.
How old are you?
Reiner, I am one, or not Reiner, that I'm sorry, Mike. I'm one of the SoCo and Lime Girls from Boston.
Mm.
Hello?
Lime Girls from Boston.
I have read your birthday.
Yes.
What's the story about that? What's the story about Nine Girls from Boston?
Girls.
That's right.
What's this all about?
SoCo Lime Girls.
Oh.
That's right.
Ooh.
She, the beautiful Melissa Perry, and... Three or four others.
They come out the petty theft shows?
We did one time at your birthday.
Is this one of Corby's Angels?
No, this is not one of Corby's Angels.
What a callback. Donovan, I was the purple girl at Ticket Stock.
Oh, yeah, the purple girl.
All right, now, clue us in, Donovan.
What does this mean to you?
She was wearing purple. Right?
Yeah, she had.
Did you enjoy when Donovan and I sang "Easy Lover" that night, Debbie?
I was not there, but I didn't clap at one of the segments, and
what?
I was called out, and then Donovan brought me dog tags.
I will wear you out.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Hey, purple girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White I'm prize. A huge fan. My husband and I and my
God, you just
now I have to.
Change it, just leave it. And you're how old, Debbie?
You're not. Oh, you don't want to know. You don't like it.
Believe it's the only way you'll ever know. She's an easy lover. She'll take your heart, but you won't feel it.
Grooves is on percussion.
She's like no other. Before you know it, you'll be on your knees.
Hey, Debbie.
Falsetto.
Yes, honey.
Debbie, you don't like to be dissed, do you? You don't like to be dissed, do you?
Yes.
Forget it.
I can't. I said you don't like to be dissed, do you?
I don't know what that means.
Say no. Just say no.
No. Donnie.
Well, I'm sorry.
No.
We're disconnecting.
Jeez, George.
The big man does it again.
Come on, purple girl. I love you.
How many of these could he possibly have?
I love you too, Debbie. You and all SoCo Lime Girls.
How could you do that to the purple girl?
In fact, tonight I love everybody.
Outstanding game, Shoopy. You fought them all the way.
Thank you, Shoopy.
How great is that?
Now there's the late night ticket there.
That's right. That's the deep night ticket coming at you. Let's talk to
Terry.
Yes.
Carrie
or Terry?
Carrie with a C.
With a K?
With an M.
Oh, with a C. All right.
With an N.
Well, it's actually Sherry.
Two M's.
It's actually what?
Sherry.
Sherry.
Oh,
my Sherry Amor. Right. Lovely as a summer day.
There you go.
It should have been gone.
Sherry.
Horrible.
Where are y'all at?
Sherry.
song is horrible.
What the hell song is that?
Sherry!
That's a Steve Perry song.
There you go, yeah.
Oh, Sherry.
Oh, I've all right, how old are you, sweetheart?
I was singing Stevie Wonder. I was singing the classic.
How old are you, Sherry?
How old am I?
Yes.
How old do you want me to be?
27.
There like you go, baby. All day long. All day long.
Oh, emphasis.
Yes. Have you ever...
Sherry has a little attitude.
Have you ever mixed anything in the bathtub?
Maybe.
What's that in the background?
So where y'all,
what's going
we're
on?
Camping. The girls are camping.
It's a meth lab.
What girls?
Marlboro 1.
My girl. It's an all-girl night.
That might be the line of the camp out right there.
I'm drinking vodka.
Are ya?
Yeah, we all are.
Non-filtered cool.
Now you're uncircumcised.
Yeah, you need to look into some Woodford Reserve.
Can meth
right?
Can meth be used recreationally or
all the time?
All the
day.
Time. Yeah.
So 49ers at 7, go.
What do the 49ers do?
So,
where are you?
We're up
camping.
By the river. What? We're up as north to the river as you can get.
What river?
We're in
Red
Kansas
River.
Hill.
Ooh.
Home of the Gainesville Leopards, also a 9-3-A team, haven't made the playoffs in 6 years.
Oh, I'm not into all that.
Why are your eyes closed when you do that?
The visual is the greatest thing ever.
Oh, God, that's funny.
This is awesome.
Man, well, I don't know how long they've had phones in Gainesville, but guess what can happen to them sometime?
What's that?
They get disconnected.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Big man
is at it again.
Unbelievable. Boy, she really had something, a point she was trying to get to.
Obviously, girls, the big man either wants this to go somewhere.
Right.
Or if not, you're on a very short leash.
Yeah, quite clear.
Take this something seriously. To the table. Bring something to
it's
the campfire.
Quite clear his brackets have angered him, and you're not going to
have
he's not happy. He's not happy at all.
Things BYU have not gone losing well in overtime, I think I just, my chances went away to win the office bracket.
Jimmer has screwed everybody up.
Nah, he played hard tonight. They took way too many threes, though.
He freaking shot 30 times.
He's got Allen
he's
Iverson.
A ball hog, yes. He has,
hey, he's got to shoot 30
he's
times.
He's got Allen Iverson eyes.
He's like Rhines. He's a volume shooter.
That's right. If he doesn't score the points, who does?
I made a three-pointer
tonight.
Another one of the random white guys.
We'll try one more.
Yeah, let's go chew.
Someone.
Bill.
Someone.
Someone in Connecticut. Bill. You're on the ticket.
Ashley. Hey.
Ashley,
yes, hi.
You're on the ticket. Hi.
Hey, Ashley.
Hi. Is Corby around?
No, we can't get him to come out here.
Not at the moment, he's not.
Okay.
Why are you gagging?
I'm not gagging, but I do have a direct connection to one of Corby's most famous bragging drops.
And what's that?
What is that?
When he says that my neighbor is the commissioner of the Big 12.
Okay.
That is my house. That's the house I grew up in and the house that my parents built. And I must say that you guys are the reason why my husband and I are together.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
My neighbor is the commissioner of the Big 12.
Yes, that's the house that I...
Donnie could not have done
so that. So you are the daughter of Dan Beebe?
I'm sorry?
No.
You are the daughter of Dan Beebe?
No, she just grew up in a house. Don Beebe.
Or Don Beebe.
No.
My parents, Don Beebe's the Buffalo
built a house and moved in when I was about 3 months
boring.
Before coming into the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long did you
live? How is the ticket responsible for you and your husband being together?
Well, because we met at Papa Do's at Frankfurt in the Tollway, and we got into a discussion at the bar of who was better, ESPN radio
boring.
Or the ticket.
Now, did you guys do it that night?
No.
Well, that's good.
But you recognize that there was some obvious.
Oh, that's good.
And you recognize there was some obvious chemistry between the two of you, right?
Yes, we had a discussion about who was better, Coach K or Dean Smith.
Jeez.
Wow.
He brought that in. You married that jackass?
That is sowing the seeds of love right there.
Here's something else about the Big 12, like Colorado and Nebraska. And you actually now share something in common with Colorado and Nebraska.
What's that, George?
She's also disconnected from the conference.
Go to hell, whore.
I want to know if she did it in that house.
Nah, I think she was grown up.
So
and she didn't do it? I'm sure she did.
Love. Seeds of love.
Underrated song.
Sowing the seeds.
What song is that?
Underrated group, too.
Find that on the Inco Grooves.
Shoot. What?
He's sowing the seeds of love.
Oh.
Who sings that?
We probably don't have it. Tears for Fears.
I'm so sick and tired of songs I don't know.
All right, play some Fat Boys then.
When have you worked at a radio station that played songs you knew?
I bet there were a lot of songs you knew at K-Plex, right?
I never worked at K-Plex.
You were flexing your Plex?
I never flexed my Plex.
You and Dorsey in the game?
If you're above 16,
the day I have an air shift on the Wolf is the day I retire.
Chubby Checker and the Fat Boys.
No, it's the truth.
Dan Bennett can call that bluff.
That's the truth. I retire.
Give you a weekend
hour. I've
worked
at all four. Yeah, give me 1 hour. I'm done.
You worked at all four?
If I do a shift on the Wolf, yeah.
Dude, that'd be like playing
just about everything, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
That'd be like
Mike.
Playing every position in baseball in a game.
Right, and I'm done. What,
you
what,
should do that.
What
that'd
more
be like
can you do?
Scooter Herd.
What more can you do, dog?
Who else we got?
Sunday
groups?
Morning, you know, top five thing.
What, Georgie?
Yeah, do that.
I said, who else we got?
Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Kelly. Well, now, hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Awesome.
Awesome.
How are you?
I am great.
What are you wearing?
Oh, I am wearing a Texas Rangers blanket around my body right now.
You are my home. Are you dude?
Is that it? Nothing else?
Oh, no.
Now you're uncircumcised.
What?
All right, don't start that again.
Are you sitting by a campfire with Bob and Mike and Donovan and George?
I'm wondering where you guys are. Where are you guys tonight?
If we tell you, will you come
we
up here?
We are camping.
Oh, I'd love to. That's fun.
That's you like right. Your car?
Cabin is going on.
Come on, tell us where
so
you're at.
So are we camping yet?
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am right around Corby's age.
What does that mean? I don't know what that is.
I'm 30.
High 30s?
38.
Are you with man? Are you with man?
I am with man.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I have a husband that has actually listened to you since day one, and now, I'm a P1, huge P1.
Boring! Is he a really big fan? Of the station?
Is he?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're going to hang up on me?
No. I'm just asking because if he's a really big fan, maybe he'd let Dan have his way with you.
Oh.
And he'd be okay with that.
You're going to let Dan have your way with me, honey.
You know.
Well, Dan, how about that? Way.
Wow.
Isn't it sad how just the marriage has gone loveless after all these years?
I wouldn't say it's gotten loveless.
Not loveless, but it's certainly not like it was, you know?
Right. When was the last time you got laid?
We have four kids, so.
Right. Ooh. I mean, there's no time anymore.
You love doing it then. If
you
have four kids.
It's like you almost have to schedule things.
Damn.
Oh, kids are great. Love's the best.
Love making is the best, huh?
Love is the best.
I've never made love in my life.
Love is the answer.
I just freaking hit it.
You just need some attention from me.
I just go for it.
Like, so, Cardinals at 5, quarterback?
You guys are in the throes of passion, but you're kind of looking up at the TV, and then you want to rewind the TiVo and just hope he's just done.
Well, I'd just say we
soon.
Would, you know, we like to watch movies, too.
Mark, do you like trying new restaurants? You like only the best food?
So you guys like to watch movies together?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of movies?
Oh, well, you know,
mouth-watering melons.
Yeah, porn. Have you ever watched a porn flick with
Have
your
you ever
husband?
Watched one of the ones Ty mentions?
Oh, I don't even know what porn is. I'm sorry. What is
Would
that?
Would you like to be in a porno sometime?
How many tapes have you made?
Whatever.
So how long have you been married?
I have been married many years.
How many is that?
Just tell us.
It's been a few.
Okay. Want to stop down for a quick
Well, you know
change?
What? you know what? One of the
what?
You know what? One of the biggest problems.
Hang
in
on.
Marriage
let
is?
Mike ask her again. She okay, didn't hear ahead, it. Mike, go ahead.
Want to stop down for a quick change?
Oh, come on now, Mike.
I don't even know what that is.
I need.
But
help.
You know? Do you know what causes a lot of problems in marriage eventually?
What's that, George?
What is it?
communication problems.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the one we're about to have right now.
Big man.
Wow.
George Dolan.
He is on a roll.
Oh, boy.
Well, we're going to work as many in as we can.
He's messing around and getting a triple-double is what he's doing.
Who else could do this?
See him on the court and he's trouble.
Taco period.
Stop it with that drop.
It's you.
It's the
you
Stars. It's their promotion.
That's such a disgusting way
they
to describe
that. They give out Taco
that.
Bueno if the Stars have a goal
I'm
in the second period.
Never going to eat Mexican food again.
Right,
Taco
Tom?
Period.
Please, please, Bob, you, is, back
this,
me up.
This is your bit, man. I mean.
How could you desert me? Bob.
All right, let's go.
Me too, Bob.
Honestly, I have to... Can we be honest?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Here we go.
Me and Dan constantly look at each other like, it's their first goal tonight. They get tacos for that. Like
for
we
one
had,
goal?
Like, we go to every game and we don't know the promotion. You went to one game and figured out the entire thing.
I've seen
and I'm wondering.
No, I've seen another Stars game. Is it always the second period?
Again, me and Dan look at each other like they just scored one. Like, usually the Mavericks, 100 points, gets you a taco or something.
Right.
But they designate,
the Stars,
a, period. They designate a period in the game.
That must be what it is.
Right.
That explains
period,
it, Dan, right?
Which is the taco.
Because one
taco
can't be.
I don't think they've done it all year long.
One can't be the barrier for tacos, though.
Do you think that's some information I would like to know?
So they're down 4-1, and we're supposed to celebrate the taco goal.
Yeah,
I like tacos. Like,
it's 4-1, though.
They're never
you
down
4-1. Eric? I thought Eric gave you the creeps.
Taco period.
Hypothetically.
Taco period. Taco period.
All right, Groobs.
Is that the unofficial name of...
Groobs? Don't test me.
Late well, you guys figure. Have been underwater
allies. How would you like that all the time?
Huh?
How would you like that all the time?
See, Groobs wouldn't do that if he worked on our show, I don't think. I don't think he'd torpedo us every 2 seconds.
You guys would break him.
Y'all don't allow Jared to.
Have you ever met Groobs? Fernando would break him within a month.
He can't
Man,
touch
he
me.
He would hate working with Fernando.
Want to stop down for a quick hange? Do you hate Fernando?
No, I don't hate Fernando.
Who? I'm sorry, Mike asked you about somebody else.
No.
Who's Fernando?
Very good producer.
What did I say?
You hate Fernando?
It's a fart form.
He's a very, very good producer.
That's
like
right.
Corby.
Like Corby.
Corby is a very, very... See? People don't realize this about Corby, but Corby is a very, very good producer.
Who is this? Who is this talking
Where
right now?
Where is Corby? Why isn't he out here?
I'll go get him, because I have to go number one.
What? Why won't he come out here?
Does a break need to be worked in?
All right, let's work at a break.
The bed.
I have to go number
Do
one.
That and
All right,
for
more of the Deep Night Ticket
I'll
next.
More whiskey. Wait a minute. I just heard something.
What's that?
I heard a click.
Wait a minute. Oh.
I can't hang up on Sue Bob like that.
Lying beside you right here in the dark, feeling your heart. Softly you whisper, Grego, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sail on together, we drifted apart, and here you are by my side.
Story about this?
Do it.
Yes.
That was going to be a bit.
Living without you.
And Gordo was just goofing around and went through it and said, I don't know if we're going to use it or not.
This empty house.
And then,
so cold.
Like, a week later, we went back and played
Some
it.
Some such.
What do you think about that?
So just sad.
Want to tell it again?
That's it.
No, that's great.
Shut up. That's behind the scenes. We don't get in.
It was just going to sit there.
Interesting.
Because you know what? That was really funny.
How much?
It's like the, not on this level, but the Tom Fart, Tom Bird audio.
Yeah.
We sat on that for like a month, didn't we?
Yeah. Because he built it as something else. Oh, he built it as he was teaching his bird how to do the Aggie War Hymn.
Then he realized
when in reality, it was someone was about to fart.
That led to the Doors. Without that audio, I allege that their marriage would have been fine. He would have never found out he was Jim Morrison when his persona changed as a single man.
By the way, we haven't
Tom, you know, today.
We haven't properly covered the story of his band sea change.
What do you mean?
Huh? The fact that his band doesn't play exclusively Doors.
Yeah,
anymore.
Yeah. Was,
now that they play anything.
I heard a little Clearance.
Now they're like
wedding. I heard him play some stuff last time I saw him.
They're like wedding singer now. CCR?
Yeah.
Is that like, you know, a hamburger place trying to do too much? Shouldn't they just focus?
Trying to sell nuggets?
He's pretty good at that Jim Morrison thing.
That's right. It's like In-N-Out Burgers turning into Denny's.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea, but Tom does what he wants. I'm just there for the ride.
So he's the uncontrollable, trollable leader at that band.
Oh, yeah.
His ego's out of control.
We try and tell him, hey, maybe we should just stick with the Doors. Like, no,
Shoopy,
I'm Tom.
Take charge of this.
I'm the Lizard King.
And you just follow him around?
Yeah.
You say, yes, you are the Lizard King.
Yes,
don't
you're great.
Don't fear off.
Okay.
Okay, well, if you're going to be the Lizard King, then be the Lizard King.
Take it up with Tom.
WWJD.
Jim Morrison would have been the Lizard King.
I can't stop him when he's in Doors band mode.
Yeah.
But well, he tough. Does transform. It's almost scary.
It's pretty awesome, Shoopney.
What? All right, the president bit. Here we go.
Rhymes with all the presidents that have ever been president.
Washington.
Adams. Jefferson. Madison. Monroe. John Quincy Adams. Jackson. Van Buren. Harrison. Tyler. Polk. Taylor. Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Arthur.
Uh-oh.
I don't know about this. I don't have the list in front of me.
Oh, no, I'm stuck on 21.
That's correct. McGuire.
Palmer.
Canseco. Napoleon. Pendleton.
Why? Man, he faded out. I've never heard him fail on that before.
Gonzalez, Rodriguez.
Look, whatever your party trick is, drink 60 shots of beer and then try it.
Outstanding.
Let's see how great you are.
Right, you give Ryan some slack tonight. He's the camp out hero now.
No, he is, but kind of veered there.
Yeah, we did veer a little bit.
Isn't Garfield
give me
like
a do-over?
20? Pick it up at Lincoln.
All right, Lincoln.
Tigers.
Harrison. What?
If there's a
Lincoln,
a matching mascot, then Craig Way might chime in.
All right, Lincoln.
Tigers.
Harrison.
May not be one. Keep going.
So if you don't chime in,
right, I mean,
just keep going.
Hayes. Arthur.
So Lincoln, Harrison, Hayes. Arthur.
Yeah.
Okay.
Garfield.
Are you calling foul on that?
No, I don't know. I'm...
Well, check and see, Bob.
Never seen Mike so out of sorts here.
Bob?
Yes, Norm.
Does it hurt?
Well, no, I feel fine. You keep asking me that, and it's really starting to creep me out, to be honest. We're good.
All right, then there is Cleveland, and then there is somebody I don't know right now, and then Cleveland again.
I don't know right now.
And then McKinley, Roosevelt.
Okay,
Taft,
Mustache,
Wilson,
thank you. Dude, you're all over the place.
Harding,
this is a mess.
Harding's 29.
I know, but you went from Lincoln to Harrison.
I did.
Yeah,
Joel Chisholm.
You missed Johnson, Grant.
All right,
Hayes.
Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Arthur.
No, Hayes Garfield.
Hayes Garfield.
Then Arthur.
Arthur, Cleveland, then Harrison.
Right.
and then Cleveland again. Mm-hmm. And let's see, that puts us to 25, right, which would be McKinley.
Yes.
And then
Lions. McKinley Lions.
McKinley. And then Roosevelt.
Sure.
Mustangs.
Taft.
Uh-huh. There has to be a Taft, dude.
Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson.
Yes.
Wildcats. Had made the playoffs in 7 years.
Hold on, Craig. He's trying to get through this.
Harding. Right?
Well, yeah, but Coolidge. I don't want to affirm every single one. I want you to get on a roll.
All right, Coolidge.
Played center Hoover, on the White Shadow.
FDR. And then Truman. Eisenhower.
Home stretch.
Kennedy. Right?
Sure.
Houston Eisenhower. Mustang.
LBJ.
Uh-huh.
And then Nixon. And then Carter?
Ford. No.
Ford. And then Carter?
Yeah, you were alive, dude. Come on.
Donovan? Go in there and drink 60 shots of beer. Let's see what you got.
How many?
60.
Okay. Mike, we got to get serious. All right, Ford, pick it up.
Ford? Carter. And then Reagan.
Did you whisper Lincoln?
No, he whispered Reagan.
What a jackass.
Back in the loop. Back to Lincoln.
Harrison, Grant.
And then you know the rest.
But do you?
No.
Pretty good, Mike.
Thank you.
Was
Thank
it?
You. Not perfect.
No, it wasn't perfect.
Reagan, Bush, awesome Clinton. Shooting.
It's not like it normally Bush, is. I will admit Obama. That. Not like normal.
Huh?
Yes, Norm.
I like men.
Okay. You're welcome to do whatever you want. I can't take that anymore.
Answer him.
Yes, Norm.
Throw it in my butt.
I don't have any plans of taking up that offer.
I love you. Groups, we have some more gals who want to talk to us?
Yes, let's talk to Jamie.
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 Hey now.
Hey now. How's it going tonight, Jamie?
I'm doing good.
And how old are you?
I am 29.
What are you doing
do you
tonight?
Have a boyfriend?
I am drinking.
Yeah, what you drinking?
Listening to the boys over here.
What are you drinking?
You don't want to know. Natty Light.
Jeez. Turn my guitar down.
WTF.
Are you nude?
That's not me.
Is it really me?
I don't have my phone in my pocket.
Hello?
Are you nude?
I am nude.
Would you like to be in a porno sometime?
Oh, of course.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking say. Natty Light.
Oh, Natural Light. Okay.
Are you with man these days?
Oh,
why
hell no.
I'm getting louder. Do you have a boyfriend?
No. Who on the ticket jazzes you?
That's boring.
That's boring?
Hell yeah.
All right. Who on the ticket jazzes you?
I don't know. I'm kind of digging Mike. I was over here drinking the 60 shots with him.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
So you're feeling just like Mike.
So
now,
we're
huh?
very much in the same place, aren't we?
Perhaps you'd like hot. To try the presidents.
Yes, that would one.
No,
Washington.
No, I think I'd lose in that battle.
Start today and go back. So you get Obama. How far
Obama.
Back can you go? How far back can you go?
Let's see. Obama. Bush. I'm lost.
After Bush, you're lost?
No, keep going.
Come on, Obama, Bush.
Let's get five down.
Okay, Obama, Bush.
Think.
I told you I'm lost.
Damn.
Wait a second. Is this the sex talk line or the History Channel?
Good
Mike
point.
Is here for sex talk.
Yes, I'm here for sex
I'm
talk.
I'm here for the History Channel. I'm what here is on your, behalf of the History Channel.
What is your favorite sexual position, Jamie?
Oh, my
Jeez,
gosh,
Mike.
That's nothing wrong with that question.
Would the History Channel
no,
exist
no,
without
I,
Hitler?
I understand.
What? Answer the question.
That would be doggy style.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With so much drama in the LBC.
I need you.
Kind of hard being Snoop. Double G.
And when was the last time you engaged in this particular act?
Do what?
Why do you like it so much?
If you're the Panthers and Cam Newton's the best player in the draft, do you take him? I mean, it's risky, but it might be a special generational player.
Hey, Jamie.
Well, special. Special.
Forget about football just for
a second.
Why
do you like doggy style so much?
Yeah.
Mark.
Well,
yeah.
Jamie, since you like Mike so much, would you like him to sing you a song?
Yes, Mike, see me open arms.
Okay. We don't know that.
No. Sing open arms.
Oh,
go.
Come on. Somebody go. Just yeah. Sing it.
Lying. He'll sing you this one.
Yeah.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now.
That's open arms
oh
right there.
Oh, God. Don't make me cry.
Said I wouldn't go, but I lost all control and I need you now.
Okay.
And I don't know how I can do without it. I just need you now.
Hey, wait.
What?
Have you ever met Tone?
Tone Lope? Dan did.
No, but you are. Kidding, you're about to meet him right now there, Chief.
Wow,
you cheated her.
She did it to you.
God.
Awesome.
All right, well, good enough. Now we're getting somewhere, I think.
Yeah, so this guy is just like, hey, can I borrow that ketchup? And we're like, wow, man, that's Tone Loke.
You never told us this.
Yeah.
Tell it again.
Just me and Corby. Crazy.
It's amazing.
It is crazy.
Crazy. Just
amazing
sitting right
story.
There.
I have something to say.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't go, but I lost all control and I need you now.
Everybody.
And I don't know how I could do without it. I just need you now. Good job on percussion there, Shoopy.
It's awesome.
Thanks.
Keep practicing.
Let's talk Shoo.
Renee.
Ooh, Renee.
Uh-oh,
no,
Shoopy.
Baby.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Renee in hopefully not Dallas. Where?
No, not Dallas.
All right, where then?
Dodged a bullet there, Shoopy.
Thank you, Shoopy.
Actually, Arlington?
All right.
Why the question mark? You don't know?
Home of the Colts, the Warriors, and the Vikings.
And how have they fared in recent years?
Well, with the retirement of Eddie Peters, a big question mark over Arlington Lamar. His son is doing an excellent job at Arlington High.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, God.
So are all of we.
Yes.
All of we.
Nice.
All of we are 27. All right. Well, what are you off into tonight, Jamie?
That's such a perfect age. You've done a lot of things.
I bet you have done a lot of things, haven't you?
Freaking stretched out so much that it's not good. You know,
man, I can tell in your voice that you have done a lot of things, haven't you?
I've had what?
You've done a lot
of things.
You have done just about everything, haven't you?
Oh, I've done a lot of things.
Yeah? Pretty proud of that, huh?
Guys.
Of course I'm proud of it.
What's your boyfriend do?
I don't have a boyfriend.
Yeah?
So we are finding ourselves completely without man these days, huh?
No, I do have a man. I have a husband.
Oh, a husband.
A girlfriend.
What?
And I have a girlfriend.
Do you really?
Yes.
So you're selling from both sides of the desk these days, huh?
Yes.
And your husband is fine with that?
Yes, he loves it.
So is he involved in the process also?
Of course.
Now, do you?
So he watches. He watches.
Or does he participate?
No, he gets to participate.
Do you ever hook up with other guys or girls?
No, I never hook up with other guys.
Like, does he referee or what?
This is a fake story.
Sometimes.
What do you got going on over there, Dan?
What do you mean?
He's working it.
More cobbler?
Yeah, Dan's thinking more cobbler. Well, that's pretty awesome. How long you guys been doing this?
Oh,
Well, I've been doing it long before him.
So, like, was this one of the conditions when you two got together? Did you ever have the, there's something about me that you really need to know conversation?
Yeah, we had that conversation.
Wow. I long for the day when I get to have that conversation with somebody.
Yeah, he was perfectly fine with it, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah, because he gets to diddle around with other chicks. I mean, I'd be fine with that also.
Well, I don't know too many guys that wouldn't.
All right.
Nipples.
Especially Dan.
So what is your favorite sexual position?
Get you involved, dude. sexual position for which sex?
For men, beef injection?
Yeah, men.
For men. Let's say you need a hot beef injection. How do you like to receive this? What?
That would definitely be doggy style.
Well, I thought the chick probably didn't like that so much.
And so what do you find so appealing about that particular way?
About that position?
Yeah.
Oh, it just hits all the right spots.
You hear that, Donovan?
Yeah, hey, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
You hear that, Dan?
I did hear that, Mike.
I didn't. Cool. In fact, I think we're kind of breaking up right now. I think there's something a problem in the line. There's something going. Yep.
Oh, man.
I believe. Dude, she likes chicks. And you want to hang up on her.
I don't have time for that crap.
Buffalo 2. Go.
Oh boy!
What all right, good, Shoopy.
What good times are these, right, Shoopy?
Pretty awesome, Shoopney.
Look at the best.
Where are we going next?
What do y'all want to do?
Can we listen to the Jay Moore interview again?
So
you want to talk to Kristen?
Yes,
we can do that. She probably likes to do stuff. Discuss the TC killer hypothetical.
What? Oh my gosh!
What's that? Yeah, we better talk to Kristen.
All right, is that real?
Whoa!
What language was that?
Hello.
Oh my gosh!
Hello, Kristen.
That was Novocaine induced.
What are you doing?
I'm just hanging out, you know.
Did you drink with Mike tonight?
I'm playing bed 2 days.
Huh?
Nothing.
Are you guys having your own little late night ticket deal?
All right, too many people in the background.
Too many penises in the background.
George,
they just
take
have to
charge
turn
of
the
this.
Radio down.
I'm sorry, but you're out.
Wow, that really wasn't. It's kind of direct though, to the point. Kind of got us to the next call, perhaps.
Is it getting better?
Uh-oh.
Or do you feel the same?
I don't get this.
Watch him. He's
everybody tells me it's funny.
It's not.
Everybody tells me it
you
is.
You need
they
to
can't
watch Star Wars.
No,
is that what that is?
A mass group of people think something. It's not wrong. Especially. Uh-oh.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you? You've got someone to blame. You say one love, one life. When it's in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Every Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
That's pretty good there, Yoda.
The crunch. First two. Every.
It's come here for forgiveness. It's come to raise the debt. It's come here to play Jesus.
What?
Lepers in here. That's too much, more than a lot. I talk to Mark and find my ass. That's you, Yoda.
I don't know where you left off.
Oh.
Kick ass.
Yeah,
Jared.
That's it.
Kick
that's
ass.
That's how it's good.
Wow.
Now, what is Yoda? What's that?
You have watched Star Wars by now, haven't you? I thought that was part of your movie assignment.
I haven't watched
That's it. Where it all began.
We're getting there.
But we don't want to end yet.
Okay.
It's been going on for like 3 years.
So,
are you guys tired of me? Where's Corby? I gotta
That's
go.
That's the question.
He appears to have disappeared.
Dude, go get him. He promised Thursday was his crazy night.
Should we go get the wireless?
No. It was his
night of heavy consumption.
He promised.
That might have felled him.
You think he consumed a lot?
No.
I do.
No, I don't think he did. I think he handed the ball off to me that night.
Everyone is so tired from last night. We all got about an hour and a half of sleep.
Nah, boo-hoo.
He ran like 8 miles today.
8 mile?
Shirtless.
And then he had steak and Cheetos for dinner.
Shirtless.
With no cobbler.
Well, that's a
with
nice, healthy meal.
With a Sun Chips chaser.
Oh, God. Kill me.
These are good times.
Oh, God. Are they ever. Right, Shoopy?
It's pretty fun.
What do your followers think?
They think this is great.
Are your followers digging this?
Oh, yeah. They love it.
Are they liking?
Yeah. There's a lot of liking going on.
Are they saying F and A, Shoopy?
They love
Are
it.
Are you tweeting tonight?
A little bit.
He's
but I've been trying to pay
tweeting.
Attention to you guys.
There's the right
I'm just
answer.
Trying to
See
serve
that?
The show, you know?
He's a Tom.
Tom?
What would Tom say?
Uncle Tom.
WWTD. Oh.
That kind of Tom.
LMBAO.
That's right. Did you tweet that?
No.
Dude, what the hell, man?
I will.
So let me guys.
I'm trying to selectively
I ask you to do one damn thing. One.
You got to do pictures, Donnie.
Pictures?
I only have a Series 3 iPhone, so I don't have a flash. So my pictures suck.
Okay. I'll take pictures of Mike, especially.
Of Sheepney?
Nobody also, needs pictures of me.
Have Mike use the breathalyzer app.
I wouldn't do very well.
What's an alligator gar?
I don't know, but I'm in far worse shape tonight than I was that night.
So you're doing fine.
So you're admitting you were drunk that night, finally?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
Now, you may be wondering, just right? What is a jelly bean?
I hadn't had anything to drink that night.
Well, take us through what a jelly bean is, while we have the chance here.
Just because I was wondering.
Nobody's wondering.
I just said I was.
Cardinals at 2. Quarterback or no?
Got to.
Who? Buffalo's picking at 2.
Sports!
Right?
He thought you were...
No, Denver, right?
I thought Buffalo's at 3.
Yeah, Buffalo's 3.
Oh.
All right, well, where are the Cardinals?
Fake draft guy.
Well, where are the Cardinals?
Who else is working the draft that weekend? Dan?
Carolina, huh? Denver, Buffalo,
Cincy?
Arizona? Who's 6?
All right, Cardinals at 5. Quarterback or no?
6. Cardinals at 5?
6.
Yeah,
6.
Sure.
What do they got?
6.
Stop it, Norm.
They need a quarterback badly, right?
That's a tough position to find.
Unless they trade for Leinart back.
What does it matter? There's going to be no season next year.
Or what about
dare.
Palmer?
Don't
what
you dare.
Trade, what if they trade for Carson Palmer?
What a negative attitude you're bringing to the Pop. Table, Joe.
A lot of teams are going to want Kevin Cobb and Carson Palmer. If
I'm not happy about
available.
My bracket, Dan.
Pop.
Oh, yeah.
BYU.
Let's take draft calls for a while.
All right, let's go.
Bob.
From girls.
Hey, Bob, no one's talking to you.
Let's talk baseball. How about that? Let's talk the great game.
Are you going to ignore a Radio Hall of Famer?
Bob.
He's sleeping over there.
I'm talking about Groobs. You don't think Groobs is headed to the Hall of Fame?
I feel like Groobs is playing that drop way too much.
Wow.
I do. Am I allowed to have that opinion?
Bob.
Yes,
I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer, though. I think his talents are way undervalued and underappreciated.
He said yes, Norm.
Yes, Norm.
Guess what I have in my butt?
I'd rather not, if you don't mind.
Sure. Solid number 2.
All right, let's talk to...
April.
All right. April, talk to me, baby. In that way that you do.
Mike.
April.
I love you.
Boring.
Not nearly as much as I love you.
What about the rest of us? You don't love us?
I do. You are all of my men in my life. I love each of you. I don't need a boyfriend because I have all of you.
That's right, and don't you forget it.
How I won't.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
29.
Am I a cougar?
Are you what? Are you a cougar?
Yeah.
No, you're not 29? You're not a cougar.
That's good. I've been worried.
Are these days finding you with man, April?
No, I'm without a man.
When was the last time you had a man? When was the last time you felt the touch of a man? April?
When was the last time you got laid?
That's a little more to the point now, isn't it?
On my birthday.
Which was when?
A month ago.
Oh, that was the last time?
Yeah.
Are you married?
Use a rubber. Me.
I'm Mike's. Not married. I'm single. And I did use a rubber.
Did you?
I did. That's he did.
Or did he? Did he use one?
He did.
Yeah?
Six is Cleveland, yeah. Mike.
I don't
know. Mike, what did you say Grandpa did about that one time?
I'm a nanny. I take care of other people's kids. I don't have any of my own.
You don't produce
Grandpa
your own.
Grandpa bought a rubber.
So while you were watching the kids.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Honey, it's the
No,
nanny.
That was
You were doing it, huh?
No.
So has the husband of any of these women you nanny for ever tried to hook up with you?
No, they're not very attractive. But some of them are P1s. So that's a positive.
Awesome.
They'll be happy to get the feedback, though, about their attractiveness.
They don't know they have anything right now. They're all asleep, I hope.
Granny's got gonorrhea.
What are some of the things you look for in a man, April?
He has to be a P1.
He has to be a P1, huh?
He has to. I've tried.
That's a deal breaker?
It is. I've tried dating those who aren't, and they try to call me at 3 o'clock, and I'm busy.
Well, April, I'm a P1.
I know you are. And, Mike, we've talked several times.
We have?
CD. We have. Up at Wizards.
Awesome.
Yeah.
At Wizards.
At Wizards. I was wearing one of those scoreboard T-shirts, and you asked us if that was from the station. We had just had a softball game. Yeah.
Ah. You don't. I remember that.
But that's okay. Yeah.
No, I don't.
What are you doing up so late, April?
Laying in bed with some new boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, laying in bed. What are you wearing?
A ticket T-shirt and some panties.
And some panties. What color are those?
Pink.
Oh, yeah.
You want to take those off for Donovan?
No, thanks. Donnie Dew's married.
Oh, you know what? I just got this text message.
Oh, like Corby's wife?
I just got a text message. You know what? I'm not married anymore. Take those damn things off.
How about for Bracket Dad? Would you like to take them off for him?
Take those aprons off.
No. No thanks.
Hey, you know the weird thing about being a nanny?
What's that, George?
Sometimes you get let go.
Oh.
Come on, George.
That's harsh.
Pink panties.
That is, boy. We were getting somewhere with her, too.
She was not helping us fill out our mock, okay? Would you focus?
Mock. When are y'all doing that on Bad Radio when you have someone different from every city?
We never did that. And stop acting like you guys didn't. We all know.
I think we did do that one
year. We all know that's how radio is done.
You know, this needs to be the year that everybody on the station does that.
Like we all do
our own
concurrent mocks?
Yes. On the same day, our own separate mock.
What if
or
we
not,
all just
not see who gets the best?
What if we all just agree to take it seriously and pick? We each take a few teams and see how that goes. And one big one.
That sounds like fun.
What's y'all's take on it?
And like we meet at like a, I don't know, Pizza Inn and get a pitcher and then just go through it.
You sold out. You just sold out.
What?
Don't want me.
Hi, it's Bob here for Pizza Inn.
Wow.
That's a side deal.
PizzaInn.com is the place you can find a location near you.
That's right.
You know, I go to the one
it's
in Louisville.
It's a great place for you to put together your own mock.
That's right. Ask for the mock room.
What a sellout.
Don't they need a Bob-named pizza at Pizza Inn?
That's in development.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, I was asked my ingredients earlier this week.
And what are they?
Do they have a porn birthday pizza?
What? And what would that be?
I'm just saying that...
Ham would be in there.
Oh, wow.
Probably pressed ham.
Mike, you're our elder, sir.
It's not really... Pizza.
What?
Oh,
look at Dad sitting there acting like he's put off by that.
It's all pink on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
on a station that harbors Gordon and Keith, everybody's distancing from that.
Yeah, you know, my dad said,
well, you know,
the same side
Commerce.
Down.
It's just Commerce. We love Commerce.
Commerce, Texas, where I went to school?
Well,
Commerce Street, downtown.
Yeah. Well,
I think we need to take another phone call, don't you, Shawnee?
Yes.
Well, in that case, let's talk to...
Speaking of ham, let's go to Alex.
Alex?
Yes.
How are you?
Whoa. Oh, all right, now. Alex.
Hi,
how's it
guys.
Going?
What's up?
Hi there.
What's
how are
Alex
you?
Short for?
This is Alec?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not his beard. Oh. No.
What do you do for a living, Alec? Are you a stripper?
Great ratings, period, guys.
Well, I mean,
underrated. What's that? What
I'm
do you
sorry.
Do for a living?
I'm not a stripper professionally, but.
Oh.
Ooh.
Whoa. More, now, did more. You take the challenge with Mike also?
More Natty Light.
Well, yes, I did.
What are you sipping on?
Tawaka.
Ah, Tawaka. How old are you?
I'm 27. I just turned 27 on Tuesday. I was actually calling to say thank you because you guys gave me a shout-out yesterday.
I bet Mike
you
did.
You are welcome.
Well, we did? Stop down for a quick hang.
Was your line of the camp out, Bob?
Actually, I think probably Dan did.
Yeah, I'm the one with the P1 tattoo and the dog named Reiner.
Ah.
Oh, how about that?
Aren't you honored?
I am indeed. But you are with man, right?
I am. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, that's kind of made me lose interest a little bit, Alex. I'm sorry. So now you all of a sudden you become Alec to me.
I understand.
Insignificant and that's annoying.
Right.
Bearded and looks like a Muppet.
Right. Both insignificant, annoying, and quite frankly, not any good at what he does.
Whoa. Wow.
And honestly, we wonder just how it is that a toad like that rose his way up to the place that he's at.
Man. Mike, we're on the air, Mike.
Yeah, we are on the air, dude.
But so, that's the way it goes.
Where's Corby?
He went to bed.
So you got a ticket tattoo.
I have a P1 tattoo, yes.
Where'd you get it?
Down on Lower Greenville.
Oh.
That's... Where is it on your body?
It is on my lower hip.
I mean, that's hardcore.
Will you come out to a radio show sometime or a road show and show it to us?
I will indeed.
Mike, all right, Mike, I want to see that.
Mike's kind of fish tailing
right? He's not doing well.
Can you bring your radio out to a show?
No, you don't have to do that. Just come out to a road show and let us see that, okay?
I will.
Let us have a look at you.
I can say anything. I've always been intimidated. I'm friends with Falwell, and he always tells me that you guys are going to think I'm a scary person.
Why is that?
I promise you, we won't think you're scary unless you are.
What do you look like? Why would you be scary?
Oh, I'm very hot. I got really big boobs and everything.
Well, I believe.
Well, there's probably a greater than zero chance we'll try to bang you as opposed to be scared of you.
Whoa, whoa.
Wait a minute. I just heard something.
What's that?
I heard a click.
Wait a minute. Oh.
I can't hang up on Sue Bob like that.
Oh, you wait till she leaves before you say it. What a wimp.
Bob told me to do that.
I didn't tell you anything.
He gave me the high sign.
Just told man.
Golly.
Just told you Washington's up at 10 and you haven't done anything about it yet.
What are the needs?
Quarterback, right? Wide receiver. Those are probably your two first. And then if you
Julio Jones, let's take Julio Jones.
Yeah, maybe there's Julio Jones, or maybe there's A.J. Green, or maybe the guy from Pitt.
You know what? When you get to that spot in the draft, if Julio Jones is still there, now you got to start thinking about St. Louis trading up, right?
Sports.
And you're telling me Cleveland doesn't take a wide receiver? They have the slowest wide receiver group in the NFL.
They'll take one of the two.
I'll challenge that.
They need a good hands guy. Like a coach on the field type.
No, how about Norman Hand? You could take a hand guy.
Don't leave Norm alone. He does a lot of work.
Oh, listen to you.
And sometimes he comes up with stuff that's just a little off the track,
and
may not be funny to you, but it's funny to Norm.
See, that's what makes him different.
Right.
You could take a sheep. You could take a lamb. Johnny Lamb.
That's sorry what they're doing to Norm right now, isn't it?
No, it is not. The name game is...
Norm can't be just like Bob or Donovan. He's Norm.
He's Norm. He was Norm way ahead of us.
That's right. He likes the name game.
So how about a little bit of respect?
You know what? I like the name game, too.
You know,
I
work with Norm every week.
I like the name game.
You know, when Yoda covers you two, it's like us covering Norm. Norm
And Norm,
is...
you know what? I've never heard Norm make fun of you. Doing Yoda, doing U2.
And U2's never covered a Yoda song. Do you see how it works? You only go towards the icon.
No.
We are honoring Norm.
Works. I got to have
a loaf. It works, Bob. You know it. And
no, I don't.
Then look at Grooves.
Yeah, that makes it better.
The man who gives Grooves a shot in radio.
A shot!
And look how he just torpedoes him every day.
Yes, every day.
Adding stuff together. Stuff like that. How could you do that to Norm?
All right.
Taking everything he says, twisting it
everything.
Around.
Yes. It's terrible.
It is terrible.
Black man. White bitch.
Jeez.
Oh, boy. Well, let's talk to...
So are you going to act a little more receptive during the mix tomorrow,
George? I act receptive every day. That's Gordon and Craig. You need to talk
we're going
to
get out of your way here.
No. George is always game to mix with Norm.
That's right. I always want to see what old Norm's up
to. That's right. George is always game to mix
with anybody.
Let's
see what old Norm is up to. Here, let me do my George.
You're doing your sleep. You could do that in
first.
Yes,
sleep. Let's see what old Norm is up to. Then you roll your eyes when he says the twos, and then you say, "Well, we'll get out of your way."
Look, there's another shot from Bob. He hadn't had the twos on in like 8 years. Bob's just over there killing him.
Cruising with the twos.
I don't want to hear
a man who's like 50 yards behind you right now, sleeping on a mattress.
And we
right
are
by
cool
the lake.
With no tent, man.
No
I
pillow, no
rain.
Tent,
yeah.
Nothing.
Norm, yeah, who might even be able to hear you?
Norm and I are cool, and he, you know, we're fine.
I don't know how.
Boy, I don't either. As sorry as you are to him,
it's our love, our mutual love of the NFL draft.
That many stabbings of him. Okay, Norm. All right, name game. Okay.
Who is this? I'm sorry. Perhaps you don't realize I call for the name game and replays that Monday.
Yeah, then you get in there and laugh at it.
Right.
We
that's the show.
Celebrate.
You mix it in with John Hughes films and you open your show with it.
It's supposed to be laughed at.
And Always Sunny. Yeah, it's a comedy piece. We're not supposed to laugh at it? Why don't you guys just lay out on Norm? That would be really funny.
Hey, that's let's not laugh much. At something
Bob's
he intends to
Bob's got a lot
be
better
funny.
At combating
as he's doing
over the
a,
years.
As he's doing his set. With a stool and a bottle of water.
He's doing it
don't
again.
Disrespect him. You might like
Bob?
A sock. You might like a shoe. Chin shoe.
I think that's good, don't you?
I love it.
Awesome. Who else does that?
Nobody.
Nobody.
That's what Norm brings to the draft.
Let's, right. Let's hear a name game.
A cheddar? A Swiss?
Do you have a name game back there?
Yeah, let's see.
Uh-oh.
This year in the NFL draft, there's a linebacker named Fanny. Who at 6'4", 253 pounds, is one big fanny. This draft has a Sapp, a Snipes, a Spitali, and a Spittler.
Sure.
There's a player named Mayberry who didn't go to North Carolina.
Yes.
If your taste is for cars, select a Dodge, a Ford, or a Kia. Grab a Battle, a Beatles, or a Bowser. There's an Archer, not Todd, and a Bowman. A Pepper or a Tepper. Late in the draft, some team will choose to get the clap. OU fullback Matt Clapp.
Yes!
There's a defensive tackle named Cujo. And a player named Porch, who's a safety. Meaning that technically, he's a back porch. Select a Kanicki, a Kuiman, and a Knips. There's a player named Bustle, who's known for his hustle. And a running back named Best, who just might be the best. There are probably 17 best. Browns, one black, two greens, an ivory, a lemon, a rose, a pink card, and a wide receiver named Golden. Cowboys play-by-play man Brad Sham would probably prefer Dallas pass on a 0-2-2, Huumanawaniui, Tishofnitsky, and a Kwasi Owasu Ansa. You can select a fox, a doe, or a lions. There's a tune, a troop, a trot, a trump, and a tukwafu.
You're right, Bob.
In this draft, there are 12 eligible Johnsons. But if you look at the player ratings, there's only one really good Johnson, which is about the same percentage we find out in the world. There's a harbor and a hit, a gun and an O-gun. Four of the big, tough football players in this draft have last names of Amy, Ruth, Paula, and Sue. There's a Weaver and a Webb, a Misi, a Mesko, and a McElroy. There's a Kentucky guard named Zip Duncan, who has zip chance of being chosen. Awesome. At some point late in round one or early in round two, the NFL may announce some team selection by saying, good grief, it's Charlie Brown. But alas, there's no Lucy, Linus, Snoopy, Pigpen, Woodstock, and let me assure you, there is no Peppermint Patty.
Thank you.
Yay!
And finally, somewhere late on day three, some club may just decide to draft a real sicko. New Hampshire tight end Scott Sicko.
Well, we'll get out of your way, Norm.
Sounds like you got a lot of stuff coming up.
Yeah, boy. Okay, Norm.
All right, play another one.
No.
That is genius. That is sheer genius.
I don't know why Bob bags on it like
that. I love the name game. Don't even try to twist this. Scott Sicko.
Groups wants a break.
There's
another segment.
Go ahead, Shoopy. Break.
All right.
Don't break. Do
what do I do? What do I do?
Go in there and drink 60 shots of beer. Let's see what you got.
How many?
From pit row to the infield, from the grandstand to the flagstand, you've got the best seat at the track on Race Week, tomorrow afternoon at 2. Brought to you by Texas Motor Speedway on Sports Radio 1310,
the
Ticket.
6 a.m. We're so far from where I've been. I've got my eggs, got my pancakes too. Got my maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks, I make a smiley face. Kind of like it in my brand new place. I wipe the spots off the mirror, don't leave my keys in the door. Never put wet towels on the floor anymore. But dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. And I know that you love me, and soon you were meant for me, right. Buddy, I was meant for you. Called my mama, she was out for a walk.
And
sold a cup of coffee, but that some bitch wouldn't talk. Picked up the paper, it was more bad news. Rusty Greer was traded for Moises Alou, but reason.
Taco period.
Stop it with that, Grooves. If I'm going to stay up this late, don't torpedo me.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
We're friends. Come
I apologize.
On.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. Thanks for playing. You know I love you, Grooves.
Aw.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you play old school ticket songs.
I'm the best.
Like that one from old fake Grego.
So great.
I like that one.
I like you, Donnie.
Facebook. I'm going to like that on Facebook groups.
All right, tell me about Facebook.
You got to tweet it.
It creeps me out.
Why?
Don't what you want to mean this stuff about, you know, this likes this? What is that
don't
all
Don't you want to get in touch with the chicks you used to freaking just jump up and down on?
No.
Aren't you curious
Nothing
to see what they look like?
Nothing good can come from that. What good can come from that?
I mean, you're not trying to hook up with them now. You just want to see what they look like to see if you made the right decision.
Nah, I don't care.
What about old friends? You don't like that?
Now, old friends I can see. Like, there's some friends from high school and college that have lost touch with and like to connect with again.
Let me tell you something.
But if I do that, you know what kind of ass-whipping I'm going to take?
I know. Let me tell you something. For me, and this could run true to form for you or maybe not, but for me, they seem to come from four different groups, most of my Facebook friends. They're either ticket people,
uh-huh.
Media people, ban people. You know, from the band scene.
Can't you just do
stuff.
That on Twitter?
You could.
But you can't chase down people on Twitter. Is that what you're saying?
Facebook is a little more personal.
Yeah, Facebook's a better way. A better way. I mean, Twitter is better for, you know, the right here, the right now. But.
And you don't have to produce content on Facebook necessarily.
No.
Twitter,
no,
you do. You got to put something out. You got to be doing a little bit of
a
show.
You can go through the people you follow and see what they're up to. Respond to one of them if you want to. You don't have to put out stuff on Twitter.
But you don't know.
That's the good thing about all this stuff. If you only have to be involved
as much as you can.
You don't know if it's a band person though, or an old friend, or a ticket person.
But the thing with Twitter though, if you don't,
they're just following you.
Yeah, a lot of the time you don't.
They're just somebody that follows you.
And most of the people who are among my 500,000 plus followers on Twitter are ticket people, you know?
But if you don't put out much from day to day, then they complain, I'm going to stop following him because he's not doing enough.
But Facebook, you don't have to do anything. You just put
you don't.
Facebook, you just put on
and
people
sign up and.
Yeah, and you know.
And you can just.
You look people up, and then you look at their pictures, and you see what's going on with them. And if you want to message them and ask them what's going on, you can. If not, you don't worry about it. You don't have to put a thing up there.
You know,
Dan.
You can only get in touch with the people that you want to get in touch with.
Yeah, Dan, how long have you been on Facebook?
A couple years.
And, Dan, I don't think Dan's posted once on there.
Dan and I are Facebook friends, yet I never get any action from him.
So what are you using it for, Dan?
But I've hooked up with some people that I used to know in college.
Oh, yeah?
Just even some dudes.
Maybe some women who might
couple girls
understand
as far
your
as,
situation a little bit better.
No, but, you know, people I used to know.
You have and done just about everything,
like
haven't
the first
you?
Girl I did it with caught just, up with me on Facebook.
Me too.
And that's,
and
that's cool. You know?
Send a little message
see, that
back
hasn't
and forth.
Happened for me
but
yet.
But it's not that really? You're going out there trying to get with them no. again. You're just catching up. How
would that
you doing,
be interesting?
You know?
Would see, now, I think the practical
not.
Use
the
of
only
the
interesting
Facebook,
thing about it
talking about
is that it took place right down the street from the radio station.
When you did it, the first time you did it?
Yeah.
What year are we talking?
1970.
You're 20 years old.
Yeah, I was the 20-year-old virgin.
I was 19, Mike.
Okay, back to Facebook for a second.
All right.
Well,
I'm sorry, we digress here.
We kind of digressed into a pretty good...
What's wrong with that? Yeah.
Sorry, though. Mike was just talking about the first time...
Let's go back to that.
Hold on. 1970. You're 20.
Yeah.
And how do you know her? Like your girlfriend at the time? You were in a band?
Yeah. I was starting to make my way up that scene pretty well. And... It's hard to remember where we crossed paths, but before anything happened, we would run into each other quite a bit at stuff.
You guys go out to dinner or a movie or something like that?
Going to see other bands and stuff like that.
Were you nervous about that whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I was scared.
At the age of 20?
Yes.
Did you feel you were a bit old to be... Did you think most of you guys you hung out with had already...
Yeah. Yeah, I knew I was lagging a little bit behind there.
You know, my second...
And was she a first-timer, too?
No, she was not.
Nah. So that made you extra nervous.
Love that first-timer.
On one hand,
yes. You're going to be judged against something.
On one hand, yes, but on the other hand, I felt like she knew what she was doing.
Which is a good thing.
Right.
Yeah,
a little bit, but you don't want to look so bad, so bumbling.
Yeah.
You know, my second day of college...
And I didn't tell her it was my first time.
Oh, so she didn't know. That's...
Well, she probably figured it out, but she was nice enough not to say, this was your first time, wasn't it?
My second day of school, a girl tried to give me some, and I was so scared, so nervous, that I didn't take it. Because I didn't know what the hell was going on. Second day.
Of school when?
In college, when I went off to college.
Oh, you had never...
No.
Before college?
I had not. And I didn't know what to do. So I just told her to shoe fly.
George?
Don't bother me.
High school?
Nope.
College?
Somewhere in there. I don't like to kiss and tell.
So
George
Dan,
wants to get back to Facebook.
Dan, you're high school, right?
We should get back to Facebook, then. But yeah, high school.
Such a freak.
With another first-timer, so that was better.
All right, I would like to say this. I'm glad I didn't in high school. Not that I'm saying that it's wrong for everybody, but I just think
a lot of guys
and girls, I think it's wrong.
I do, too, now.
Yeah, now you have girls.
But, you know, a little, it'd be a little scarier going off to college if you'd never.
Yeah, it was. I had an opportunity in high school, but I just chickened out. I wussed out.
Boy, I didn't.
I didn't have a chance.
I didn't come within 100 miles of this high school.
See, I thought I was going to do it my prom night, and I had a hotel room and everything. But she had to be home at like 11:30. Her dad was pretty strict. So there was
no hotel room.
Yeah, there was no doing that. I stayed in the hotel room. As a matter of fact, I think one of my friends in high school, he got some in my hotel room. Kind of pissed me off. As he's just breathing heavy and making noises, and I'm not doing a thing.
Like in the same room? You were in the room?
I had like a suite. I was balling in high school.
Boy, you were balling.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
No, I didn't like it because I was I was sleeping on the couch as he's in the bed just freaking.
It's the fake Mr. Phil.
I don't like the way the Lakers play.
Back to Facebook just for a second. I could see the value in it. Like, my family's scattered all over the country. And if I kept, like, my family photos on there and just kept it very private, I could see how that would be great.
You can do that.
Just don't just right. accept.
But then, you tick everyone off if you don't accept them.
See, that's what puts us in a unique position.
That's the price of fame, George.
And you are famous.
It is tough.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You're part of George, dude.
See what I did there?
Look, I'm about to bump up a
sheep knee
against the 5,000 maximum friend number. And here lately, I haven't friended everybody because for some reason I'm thinking
Why are you getting so loud?
I need to a lot. I'm getting loud?
Oh, George, you might be on my, what you call it?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay, there you go. I'm sorry.
Touch your knob?
Yeah, you're touching my knob. Turn your Bob to knob. I'm turning your knob to Bob.
Where'd Bob go? Bob.
He's sweepy.
Bob.
For some reason, I've been thinking I need to hold on to these last spots for, you know, people that I really do want to stay in touch with and everything.
Yeah, you do need to do that.
So I've kind of held on to the last, you know, six or seven spots.
And that's all that's left?
But you're ticking people off.
Yeah, in the course of doing that,
but
I've had to ignore a lot of people, and I know I've pissed them off.
But they'll be ticked off once they're after 5,000 anyway. So
yeah, I know.
See, I'm not near 5,000.
It's six of one and half a dozen of the other.
So,
and
come on, girls.
I hate doing that.
Girls, give me the 5,000.
I hope everybody will go over to my fan page and latch on to that.
That's what I hope,
and
too.
Let's do this thing there.
All right, I got one more topic before I go to bed.
All right, what's that?
We all know this is the last camp out, right?
Well, who said that?
That's my prediction.
Why? Because we're having so much fun now?
Yeah.
Just
I'm not saying
risque?
I want to end them. I just think, I don't know.
The line
I think
has
after
been
I think after this
crossed.
Year that we'll have a hard time getting everyone back to the camp out. So this may be our last camp out. May not. We may be back the same place, maybe some different place camping out next year.
It really depends next on week? One thing and one thing only, and that's how much revenue it generates.
You think that? No. Well
that's bottom line with everything, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think they did okay there.
True that.
But let me ask you this.
If it's a revenue generator, then we will be back.
Quick round table. How much longer do you see yourself doing this job? Donovan Lewis, go.
Man, I'm so young in it, you know, especially this. So I see myself doing it for another 20, 25 years.
Dan?
Probably till I die on the way home driving from this camp out to home.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You set off the darkness music.
Boy.
So for the rest of my life.
See there?
But I think I just jinxed that from happening by saying
it. Yeah, you did, dude.
That's what about you?
There's nothing that could happen to
me. You're in
a
more highly leveraged, high pressure, greater stress, greater demand.
Oh,
place
man.
Than any of us.
That morning show?
Yes.
Yeah.
First of all, just the hours alone.
Yes.
Should knock
you.
Off
hey,
from you.
Hey, the hours more life, than dude. Anything else.
Yeah. Then, and working with Gordon.
And yeah, now working with Gordon. Then add in just the high pressure of the Dallas morning show mix.
We're probably beyond
the competition. They have
our
more competition
life.
Than anyone on the station.
We're beyond our, what do they call it, shelf life?
What do
already.
You think, George?
Our life expectancy?
Life
10,
expectancy?
15 more years?
Well, hey, we're
I would
all,
like to, my goal would be
that.
At least another 10 years. That would be my goal. I mean, I don't think anyone could accurately, but I see myself at least 10 more years doing this.
All right.
What about you, Ryan?
That's very comforting. Me?
Yeah.
February.
No, come on. Are you like Norm?
No, that's your last breath. That's it. That's going to be it.
February.
Yes.
So we have...
So you're announcing that right here. At the camp out fire.
I'm not really announcing it.
You're predicting it.
Let's just say that I would imagine that those are the terms that it's being thought in by just about everybody.
Next February.
Yeah.
You no longer work in this market or no longer work at the ticket?
Probably no longer work at all.
Really?
You've got balls saying that, Mike.
And you're serious. We're in a circle of truth here. And you think next February may be it for you?
It could very well be.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's not true, Mike.
It depends on whether or not I can get along without it, which, I don't know, when I really get down to it, when that day approaches and I really get down to it, things may change. We'll see.
If you did that, do you know how I'd feel?
How?
It's a quarter to one. I'm all alone and I need you now.
I need you.
Said I wouldn't call, but I'm a little drunk and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without it. I just need you now.
That's how I would feel, Mike. So you can't leave next February.
Well,
I would call you at like quarter to one every night.
Who else would?
Telling you things
who else
like
would
that.
Make you drink, who else would make you drink a shot of beer for an hour?
Right. Nobody.
Every minute.
Just
nobody.
Because you tried to get
Here's
out
the
of
thing.
The cold.
And this, none of us could live without this for
and
very long.
And you see
long.
How good you're feeling right
yeah,
now, Mike?
That's probably true.
How good are you feeling right now, Mike?
Wonderful.
See?
Yes.
Would you get that anywhere else?
No.
You
no.
have to stay.
I know.
Mm-hmm. What would Shoopy do?
That's the thing.
Shoopy would cry.
I mean, there is nothing like this anywhere. In fact, as long as we're in the circle of truth here,
yep.
I would imagine that if they shot us all full of truth serum and we had to tell the truth, and they said, okay, what means more to you? Your wife or that scene you have at work?
The ticket. Sports Radio 1310.
If we're telling the truth.
Let's start with Donovan on that one.
Well, I mean, we don't have to go down
the line. We don't have to do it now?
No, we don't have to go down the line here. Yeah. I don't want to put anybody on the spot or anything.
There's no spot at all.
I'm just saying that this thing that we all have together means a hell of a lot to all of us.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, man.
I mean, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. It does.
And that is what the camp out is really about.
Yes.
It brings us all together because we never are together anymore.
No, we don't. We're not. I don't think I'd seen you boys since ticket stock.
Hadn't. Mm-mm. And before that, I hadn't seen you since the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's because of how big the Musers have become.
Whatever. We just don't see each other. We have different lives.
Yeah, we just don't cross paths.
Every time I call Jub, he never picks up and
I'm
never
always going out,
back.
Wanting you to go out.
Yeah.
You
never go
I
out.
I call Jub almost every day. At a
quarter to one, I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without it. I just need you now.
Great drum fill there, Shoopy.
Awesome, Shoopy.
I was going to bring up another point. Oh, okay, let me ask you this. When we started, January of 1994, mm-hmm. Truth Serum,
mm-hmm.
How long did you think the core of what we had then would stick together? And the future of the station, how long did you think, what was the best case scenario?
All right,
what kind of run we could have?
Okay, there are two answers for that. One answer is that I knew that the core of the station had something very, very special. I mean, I didn't know how special it was. I didn't know how extraordinary it was. But I knew he had something special. And I always tell people when they were talking to me about the anniversary, whatever anniversary that was that we had, the 15 years or whatever it was, I would always tell people that that first day, 20 minutes in, I knew that we had hit a home run with this thing if we didn't screw it up. And that was before you boys got on the air. That was when the medic was on the air.
Just out of Bayless's first 20
minutes. Yes, out of his first 20 minutes. And that's because of the way the listeners reacted to it. That's because of the way the callers reacted to it. I mean, it was very apparent to me even then that they were ready for this, that they knew what it was about, they knew what to do, and they were very, very enthusiastic about it.
But you never envisioned anything like this, though.
No, no. That's one answer.
I mean, you thought we could stay on the air and have moderate success.
Yeah, and I thought right away almost that if something happened to this, and believe me, it almost did more than once.
Yeah.
But if something happened to it, I think that we had lasted, you know, just within a matter of weeks, we had lasted long enough to where that would be recognized out there, and somebody would bring some of us on. You know, we may all be together, we may not, but somebody would have brought some of us on board.
Yeah.
That's one answer to one prong to the question. The other is there were so many things going on at that time regarding investors, regarding things going on inside the station, that it was a freaking miracle that we made it all through that. And we made it through for one reason and one reason only, and that is because of us. That is because of the product we put out.
Yep.
You know, that is what did it. That is what established us.
Pow.
And that's what carried everything else through those times and got us to a point of stability whenever it was that arrived.
But see, I thought we could all have good jobs and good careers doing talk shows.
Yeah.
I thought for you it would be the best job you ever had, and I thought, you know, you and Grego would slay it, and I thought it'd be really good. I thought June and I had a chance to do something that would be kind of unique because we've known each other for so long. But the goal that I set for us was almost like maybe, I don't know, twice of what some other sports stations are doing now. And that would have, at the time, been considered unbelievable.
Yes.
Because most people thought a sports station would never get above, say, a 2 or 3 share in 25 to 54.
Yeah, because in most of the markets where it was going at that time, it hadn't.
But then we've exceeded that by so far. I never would have imagined that.
No.
I don't know chalk it up to or whatever. It's just some of it is true, the core and all that stuff, but some of it is just blind luck.
Yes, a lot of it is blind luck. I mean, make no mistake. And I will freely admit it. We have been very, very lucky along this road at many points. One of those points was when these boys came on board.
No doubt.
Talking about you.
Sweet.
Bad radio.
That's you, Nizzle.
Huge addition to the ticket.
But that only led to the birth of groups. And that kind of took over the
whole
thing.
Has that been a good thing for the ticket?
I think so.
Anybody outside Groobs think that's a good thing?
Groobs' followers?
Taco period.
See, when he does stuff like that, I don't know. No, go Groobs is awesome.
I just got 500 likes.
But thanks to Norm, who brought Groobs in.
Yes. The
Norm that Bob bags on all the time.
Yes.
Norm, that guy does take a beating. I give Norm that.
He Pro Bowl yesterday.
And he just forges ahead. He's just Norm.
He laughs it off.
Just keeps going.
He's so Norm.
And he has to sit around
the
campfire when we're off air. And some of the stuff he has to hear for that demographic has to just be so crazy.
Yes, this is an old school true pioneer of the craft.
Yeah.
And he's being exposed to dead deer carcasses and stuff.
The beating, and then the beating he takes every day from the musers.
Bad radio.
Oh, I guess we've never done fake Norm and Andy Panda or Norm and the Goose. And, I mean, he's just diminished by you. Then he has to come in and just
take a pummeling every day,
and just take a pummeling in your mix, which is
our mix, really. Could there be any more disinterest
like
in a
I
mix
said,
than your mix?
He has to put on a brave face.
Yeah,
after
you don't
hearing,
even talk to him.
After hearing Andy Panda.
Why don't you talk to Norm during the mix?
I think people want to hear him talk. I don't want to talk over a legend.
And then when Norm brings something to the table about college football schedules.
I never talk over anyone.
You just fire a howitzer at him. Oh, come on, Norm. Okay. That's okay. This is really serious.
So you're going to harp on one of three pieces of audio again.
You make a damn joke out of everything.
Y'all's audio is unbelievable. I mean, we all have our run-ins and stuff like that, but y'all just have run-ins that are just epic.
But it's 12 years. That's a lot
you know,
of time.
No, we've had 17 and we don't have run-ins like
well,
that. Have
you
had run-ins like that on
the
your
rug.
Show?
We let you play it again.
You had a run-in with Humble Billy Hayes that wasn't recorded.
Oh, we just don't record your things.
Right.
That tell me the answer, that, Gribble!
That I was there for.
I mean, we've had a couple, but they haven't been nearly as classic as that.
Well, we don't have the talent you guys have. We're
no,
not
but
that
see,
smooth.
You do. You do have the talent to have great magic moments like that that we have to review every day. Like the Zapruder film.
So,
that's what I wanted to
so
say.
So we're here at the camp out.
All right. Yep. You guys are great.
I'm turning
welcome back
in.
To the hit show. Check and talk.
Oh, take it talk.
Think those guys got something?
I want to be on their show.
Do you?
I want to be a guest on Tech and Talk.
Hey, Tony Money.
That's my next goal.
All right, then.
Is to get on Tech and Talk.
Are y'all staying up?
No. No.
Is Rick Carlisle staying up?
No.
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 Now,
No.
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 Now,
are you going to talk to more girls?
I'll probably play some Words with Friends with Donnie Dew.
Heck yeah.
Does it hurt?
You stay up till 3, you might as well stay on the air and keep it going.
All right.
No. Try to help her 5 o'clock hour.
No. The 5 o'clock hour doesn't matter.
Come on, man. The 5 o'clock hour always matters.
Boy, that's a ratings trick you guys fell into, huh? Can't just start at 6. Got to start at 5:30.
All right.
That's what I say when we have
take
to
take it seriously.
Once a year. Like, really?
That'll do it for the deep night ticket tonight.
Oh, boys,
up next.
You boys are the greatest.
The Stoners here on the ticket.
See ya.
Hurricane talk next.
I mean, I don't think anyone could accurately, but I see myself at least 10 more years doing this.
All right.
What about you, Ryan?
That's very comforting. Me?
Yeah.
February.
No, come on. Are you like Norm?
No,
that's your last breath.
That's it. That's going to be it.
February.
Yes.
So we have...
So you're announcing that right here. At the camp out fire.
I'm not really announcing it.
You're predicting it.
Let's just say that I would imagine that those are the terms that it's being thought in by just about everybody.
Next February.
Yeah.
You will no longer...
You? Yeah.
You no longer work in this market or no longer work at the ticket?
Probably no longer work at all.
You've really?
Got
you're
balls
retire.
Saying that, Mike.
And you're serious. We're
yes.
in a circle of truth here. And you think next February may be it for you.
It could very well be.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's not true, Mike.
It depends on whether or not I can get along without it, which, I don't know, when I really get down to it, when that day approaches and I really get down to it, that may things may change. We'll see.
If you did that, do you know how I'd feel?
How?
It's 1:15.